much about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
So here we go, guys. Two men enter, one man leaves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
I know where you at, man. You had it all. Now it's gone. It's torn a hole in your soul, bigger than my Escalade. So you turn to the drugs, the alcohol, the pornography, freebasing with OJ, human trafficking, dogfight slash orgies, darkness. But let me tell you something. As a man who has come through the dark and into the light, I can assure you that the will of the Lord is not limited to just me. If you need me, I'm here for you. Not just as a friend, as a brother in Christ.
And now...
Well, if it isn't ass and wipe.
Our feature presentation.
Can I be wipe?
Yeah. This time you can be wipe.
All sure, right. Why not?
Good. By the way, why is Craig Wilson so awesome?
I don't know.
By Craig Wilson, I mean that's what Lisa calls Craig Robinson.
That's his name.
The first season of Eastbound and Down with Craig Robinson. And by the way, I don't think I've seen him on... I guess he hasn't been on season two at all because it's been set in Mexico. But he's so great in everything he does. I just love that guy so much.
Yeah, he really is. He's always entertaining no matter what he does. Yeah. There's very few people like that.
All right, 1-800, by the way, we're rarely entertaining no matter what we do.
That's
which
true.
Is kind of the opposite of that. 1-800-520-1067, that is your telephone number. It is toll free to get you on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Real quick, though, before we get to that, we started a new feature a couple weeks ago called Stop in America, if you'll recall. And episode one of Stop in America, and this is just our way to kind of just put the brakes on something that we see that is becoming enormously popular, enormously fast, and there's no reason for it.
Yeah, we're going to look back and go, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if we had been able to stop the Macarena, for instance, imagine all this pain and suffering we would have been able to, you know, spare the world if we'd have been there, you know, Johnny on the spot. But we blew that one. Well, the first Stop in America that we did was Willow Smith's little song "Whip My Hair," which we started railing against before it even got released as a single. Now it's in the top five in America. And here's a little bit of what that sounds like. Okay. A, that's not a song. B, no one needs to hear that. C, she's nine. Leave it alone, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we're doing on, I guess the fact that it's, you know, top five in America indicates that we're not doing very well.
It's
but last
top five in America.
It's got to be kids.
Wow, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's crazy.
It's legitimate
that's
now.
That's a hit.
It's a hit. Last night on the Jimmy Fallon show... Jimmy did one of his very popular Neil Young impressions. Have you seen that bit that he does where he comes out with the hat and the hair and he looks just like Neil Young circa 1975 and he's got the guitar?
He tries desperately to sing as badly as Neil Young, but it's very difficult.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young.
And it's a very authentic looking Neil Young. And I think you know from the setup what song he did last night.
Whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth. Just whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth. Whip it real good.
Okay, so I see that and I go, well, we've lost the heartland because now Jimmy Fallon's on singing the Willow Smith song. And then, Kevin, are you with me? Are you paying attention? Are you listening? And then,
absolutely.
Special guest Bruce Springsteen walks out.
Yes.
And joins in on singing
what?
Whip My...
Oh.
This is...
The real one?
The boss.
What?
Singing Willow freaking Smith now with Jimmy Fallon.
All my ladies, if you feel me...
Whip your hair.
Do it, do it. Whip your hair.
Whip your hair.
No matter if it's long or short.
Whip your hair.
Do it, do it. Whip your hair.
Whip your hair. Whoa. Whip my hair.
Wow. And a it goes on like that, and the crowd goes wild, and now it's the best song ever, I guess.
That's hilarious.
What's happening?
It's the best song ever because it's so absurd. That's why they're doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
But to have Springsteen singing that song, oh my God.
Springsteen pretty much has a standard, and he doesn't really get involved in nonsense much.
Oh, he whips his hair, though. Don't you get that idea?
Apparently, he whips his hair back and forth. There's nothing we can do about it. So wow. Willow Smith won, Kevin and Bean zero.
Yep,
no
that's
kidding.
It.
How is Stop at America going?
It's Stop at Kevin and Bean is what it is.
All right, time for your phone calls. Any topic is fine. Stuff we are missing, things you're interested in that we should be talking about, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of passes to see Warren Miller's new one? It's called Wintervention. It's coming to the LAOC area December 2nd through the 10th, along with a pair of tickets to Ski Dazzle December 2nd through the 5th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. That's your prize for 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Aaron calling about the big showbiz story from last night. Psycho Mike was incensed about this when he came in this morning. Mm. Couldn't stop talking about it.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi,
Aaron.
Hi. I was, yes, very upset about what happened on Dancing with the Stars last night.
What happened? I didn't see it.
The wrong person got disqualified.
Oh, no.
But doesn't somebody think that every week? No matter who gets eliminated,
yeah,
there's always somebody out there who goes, wow, I wish it would have been the other person instead, right?
Yes, but Bristol Palin, but instead of Brandy, really? Brandy was a contender.
So Brandy was disqualified. Who had a perfect score last time?
Exactly.
I've never...
Unbelievable.
I've never seen Dancing with the Stars, but on my way in to work, I listen to a bunch of different radio talk shows, and they always play the results of who got voted off on Wednesday mornings. And this time it was different because when they announced that Brandy got voted off, there was a short silence and then a loud guffaw and boo. No one was
nice.
Bristol. It was people were incensed.
They were in shock.
They were incensed that Brandy got voted off.
They have a revolt going.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Brandy and Jennifer Grey have been the favorites for many, many weeks now, I guess. Mm-hmm. They were expected to be in the finals. That's the fight everyone wanted to see.
Yeah.
So the fact that Bristol Palin is in, I guess, is just really ticking a lot of people off.
It really is.
So, now, by the way, I haven't seen it either. I don't know how bad she is. I understand she is not good.
I saw it on YouTube yesterday. I watched some clips because I was curious. And she certainly, from the beginning of when she started, she has improved a lot. Still not good.
Wow. Still not good,
and has gained weight. Since she started.
All right. That's weird.
Yes, it is weird.
So people are asking what? If it's rigged a little bit or if they're using
If Sarah Palin, people are voting in, calling in to vote for her.
Which is allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't take votes away from her. So.
Yeah, their formula is to let America have a piece of the say.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it's wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
It is wrong.
Let's try Adrian on line 5. I'm always interested in paranormal activity. Adrian, what's going on at your house, dude?
Hey, what are you doing, nephew? How you doing, baby boo?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, you know, actually, not in my house. I work at a juvenile hall in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually still here. It's an old building they have me at. I'm at one of the posts. And last night, as I'm walking down about 2:30 in the morning, doing a perimeter check, I start hearing a banging and a screaming. So I call up one of my other officers to come check it out with me. And as we go up to the door to take a look inside of a dark, dark warehouse, we start hearing it getting louder and louder. And something was thrown at the door at us. So it kind of freaked us out. But I don't believe in ghosts, but I think now I do.
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't see anything, though.
No. Hey, look, if you were here with me and you would have heard the things that we heard, there's nobody in there. It's a laundry room.
How do you know there's nobody in there? Did you go in and really look around?
Yeah, we took all the doors. It's locked. There's chains in the doors. You can't get in.
Wow.
And all the staff are gone.
You're going to feel bad when that gets opened up and someone died in there
because
you didn't open the doors.
hey, better them than me, right?
That's true. That's a good point.
And it's going to be all over the papers. If they could have just gotten out on Tuesday night, they'd still be alive. But Adrian didn't see fit to just turn the key. That's all. Just take a peek. Just open the door and look in.
Get in there, guys. I don't want the key to get in there.
Yeah. This is one of those things where you go, hey, it could be a ghost. But it could also be other things.
Yeah.
Well, whoever it was in there, good luck to them because I'm okay.
You don't want any part of it.
Dead now.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. All right. Thank you, Adrian. True American.
He's
right
working
there
with kids, right? That guy?
Yeah, right. He is. He's in juvenile hall. Sure. I don't want Adrian to come across me in a car crash or something like that when I'm laying by the side of the road. I want him to go by. Well, you know, I could help him, but it's better me than him.
Can you call 911? No, I'm all right.
I'm all right.
I'm fine. All right, Courtney, you hang on. We don't have time to get your call, but we will give you your prize just for calling in on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No way. Come on.
Hey, come on now. Jimmy Kimmel's on the program today.
Yeah.
Today's a very special day for him.
It's NUD.
It is NUD, yes, National Unfriend Day. He's talking about Facebook and how many people have friends that aren't their friends, really. That is a weird phenomenon that people have races. How many friends do you have? Oh, yeah, I got more. That's odd to me.
Well, I think, I was going to say a lot of people use it. Like Mike does. He just friends everyone because it's kind of a fan thing. But normal people.
But the race, what I'm talking about is Mike going, oh, yeah, I have 1,000. How many do you have? 700? You know what I mean? So Jimmy's like, if they're not your friend, let's go ahead and let them go. That's Jimmy's idea. So we're going to talk to him today. We have another Glee Cap today.
Oh, boy.
We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Awesome.
We have some great news stories. Mark Valley is the star of Human Target. We have him today.
Yeah, he's
great. The porn version or the real version?
The real version.
Okay.
We have You Proposed and She Said No. Coming up in about a half an hour. You Proposed and She Said No.
Or he proposed and you said no.
Right. Either way, he proposed and you said no. And then he tried to run over you with his car.
Which always happens.
So that is one of those things where you really should have a better grip on what she's going to say before you ask.
That is a good idea.
You don't ask that question unless you know the answer is going to be yes.
Yeah.
Kat Von D will be in the studio today. And we have Aziz Ansari as well.
How about
awesome.
That?
A lot, right?
Yeah.
That's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat.
It's almost acoustic Christmas time. We got all the details and all the ways that you can buy your tickets coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show, so stick around for that. Ralph Garman joins us now for the Showbiz Beat. First look at what the celebrities are up to for a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah,
oh, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, right.
What are you, Captain Birthdays? Captain giving out birthdays?
Apparently so.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you like the gift that I got for you, Bean?
Which year? Because
it didn't come this year yet.
Yeah. Well, he said don't.
But
remember?
Don't if you want to get beaten.
Don't.
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 What about you? You want a gift?
I don't want a gift.
Because
because you didn't get your
because I'm in the same boat as I was.
You are in the clear. You are free and clear this year. No birthday gift necessary.
Did your gift from me arrive, Ralph?
I don't believe so.
Then it will today. Then it should. Okay. There's no way.
I would have no way.
I would have known if it's from you, right? It's not like a mystery gift or anything.
Oh
right?
No! You'll know. Yeah.
Okay.
It's wrapped in signed.
Ooh.
So yeah. Please enjoy.
Exciting. Bean is a guy who doesn't like stuff for him.
I know,
but loves giving people gifts.
I have no I have no problem with people who want to celebrate their birthdays. It's just not for me. I just am not, never been into it. It's not an age thing. I've been this way my whole life. I don't get it. It's not a special day for me. I don't think about it. I mean, I got a call from my brother on Saturday to wish me a happy birthday.
I would love to hear that conversation because Bean's brother is more boring. He's like,
and until he called, I'm not joking, I did not realize that it was my birthday this past week. It didn't even occur to me, never even thought about it until he called out of the blue. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks.
That seems odd to not even recognize as the date comes around that it's significant.
Didn't even think about it.
Doesn't your wife plan something?
No, we've been married a long time, Lisa. She knows.
You're a sad
she hasn't talked to him in a long time.
You're a sad little fella.
But I'm saying for someone who disregards their own birthday with such nonchalance, if you will, you are really kind of excited and passionate about other people's birthdays and always go out of your way to do something nice.
I like doing things, I enjoy doing things for people I like. I'm excited to send you something I hope you like.
You're an odd duck. No, you always remember my birthday and you always send me something cool and I always appreciate it. I just find it interesting that you have no real regard for your
And I want to send something to both of you. I have that desire.
No, you don't.
And yet it doesn't come. It doesn't happen.
But your desire is, I'd like to get something for that. Ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
So, someone turns out their car keys or something. That desire goes right out the window.
Short attention span. Thank you, Ralph.
Kevin's wife used to cover for him years ago, but even she's given up now. There's just too much of a mess to pick up after
it's
every
exhausting.
Day.
So. Can you imagine? Thank you for all the birthday wishes, and thank you all the listeners who have sent me emails last night and this morning. I appreciate that. But let's get to some giveaways. Let me give to you on my birthday.
Wow.
Let me something. Do the giving. We've got passes for the Kevin and Bean Advance screening of Black Swan on Thursday, December the 2nd. Black Swan is in theaters everywhere on Friday, December the 3rd. This movie looks awesome. Directed by Darren Aronofsky. Stars Natalie Portman,
oh my God.
Mila Kunis.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, that's the 1-2 punch right
yes.
there, isn't it?
The 1-2 punch.
Oh, how dare you. If you'd like to go, first five callers who get through at 1-800-520-1067, you will be on the lucky, lucky guest list for the Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Black Swan. Pardon my voice this morning. I was doing a little celebrating last night.
Oh.
See, I am a person who does enjoy my birthday. And I also enjoy Irish whiskey.
Yes.
And
more
you
than
put
most.
Those two things together, and it's a volatile combination. Turns out Pink is pregnant after all. She's finally come forward and said it's...
Oh, thank God.
It's real.
Thank God, because if she wasn't, she's fat.
Or had a tumor.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says that the doctors say it'll be a girl. So Pink gets to buy a lot of pink clothing and pink accessories. How appropriate. She confirmed the story on Ellen DeGeneres yesterday. Saying, and I can understand this fear of hers, I didn't want to talk about it before because I was really nervous and I had had a miscarriage before. So she wanted to make sure she was well into her pregnancy before she talked about it publicly, which is understandable. You wish her and Carrie Hart the best. This is a fascinating story to me, and I don't know whether I'm just looking for a conspiracy or whether one actually exists. But I don't know if you watched this special this weekend where Tina Fey was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
Did not.
They give it out every year to an American comedian who... represents the best in humor and how to use it in a sort of socially uplifting or a significant way. And she was awarded that prize this weekend. They always film it, and then they air it on PBS. Well, her acceptance speech was edited.
Oh.
Because she talked about Sarah Palin.
Really?
Really? And PBS took that chunk out. They are claiming for time.
Mm.
Nope.
But it was weird to a lot of people that that significant portion of her acceptance speech...
Wow.
Famously, she's tied to Sarah Palin because her impression of Saturday Night Live
right,
was, one of the biggest deals during the election.
I thought it would be like off-color humor or humor that PBS is not comfortable with.
No.
Really?
Took a political bent, and it was suddenly missing from the speech when the special was aired. Now PBS is claiming it was simply for time reasons.
Sure.
But people are cocking their eyebrows wondering if maybe there was more to it. I've got a piece of it that I'd like to read because I think it's very, very funny.
Okay.
The success of Sarah Palin and women like her is good for all women. Except, of course, those who will end up, paying for their own rape kit and stuff. But for everyone else, it's a win-win. Unless you're a gay woman who wants to marry your partner of 20 years, whatever. But for most women, the success of conservative women is good for all of us. Unless you believe in evolution. I take it back. This whole thing's a disaster. That and another piece about her impression of Sarah Palin was missing from the speech. So
it makes no sense. This is her night.
Right.
Cut her acceptance speech? Really?
Seems odd.
Hmm.
And it is celebrating her humor, and that's the kind of jokes that she does that made her famous. That is the reason she's getting the award, I suspect.
Yep.
Hmm.
So you can find the unedited video online, but... people still wondering what was going on.
PBS Plus.
I don't believe you. The liberal media would have told me about this.
That's right. Apparently they did. Katy Perry. Oh, this story.
What?
This story. Have you ever almost been in a car accident?
Yes.
Where you see at the last moment a car stopped in front of you and you hit the brakes and you're just inches away from the accident?
Yeah, and you know you're going to hit it, but you don't.
Your heart is racing afterwards. And sometimes if you think back on that event, you can still get sort of a shiver of fear.
Yes.
It made such a significant impact on your life, you really dodged a bullet. That's how I feel when I read this story. Katy Perry, let me take a breath.
All right.
Almost had a breast reduction.
Whoa!
Oh, no, no.
She
no,
almost
no.
had breast reduction surgery.
No way. Not ever.
Doesn't that give you chills? She told Us Weekly magazine that she had really bad back problems because her boobs were so large. She said, and I was a bit heavier.
So, Bean said.
But she says, then I lost all the baby fat, and I said, hey, this isn't that bad after all. Apparently the breasts got a little smaller, she got into better shape, and now she's able to carry them without any sort of physical repercussions. But we were this close, people. This close.
That would have been like a World War III if that had happened.
It is. It's like the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's
right.
like
it's just right. like that.
The Russian boats are coming towards Cuba. They're coming, and we've got the blockade. And is this Armageddon?
Mm-hmm.
No, they turned around and they went back.
Could have been the second 9/11. You know?
Yeah. That's all we're saying.
We need to introduce a bill into Congress to make it illegal.
Breast reduction?
Yeah.
On all women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's
good. It seems like it's fair and good. Balance.
Sure.
Well, what's more important, that women who have big breasts never get a reduction, or that women who have small breasts need to get implants?
Well, we could do both.
Okay, cool.
I think we can...
So you just want to control all women's breasts, period.
Yeah, or control all women. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, all right.
I think we can enact sweeping breast reform during my administration. Okay. I think we can work on both sides of the aisle.
I like it.
And I think we can make sweeping legislation that would control the size of breasts on both levels. Vote for me.
USA! USA!
I'm Ralph Garman. I approve this message. Let's see who shares my birthday today, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Rachel McAdams. How about that?
Oh,
how about me and Rachel sharing a little something-something?
Nice.
She owes you one.
She is 32 years old today. How about Leslie Bibb? Actress Leslie Bibb.
Wow.
Also sharing my birthday
today. That's so hot.
He's 36. How about DeVoe? Of Belle, Bibb, and DeVoe.
Yeah.
I like Bibb better. I'm not a big DeVoe fan.
DeVoe is the heart and soul of Belle Bibb DeVoe. He's 43 years old today. How about Sophie Marceau? Beautiful, talented actress Sophie Marceau from Braveheart. She's 44 years old today.
Yeah.
How about Daisy Fuentes? Actress and model Daisy Fuentes.
Me? Are you making this up? No. You're the ugliest celebrity ever born
on this
date.
That is not true. We're all beautiful. All November 17ths are beautiful. For example, Danny DeVito.
Oh. Okay.
And I share a birthday, 66 years old today. Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels is 66 years old today. Movie director Martin Scorsese celebrates his 68th birthday. RuPaul, legendary drag queen RuPaul, celebrates her 50th birthday today.
Like your twin.
And singer Gordon Lightfoot is also something. Right.
Thank you.
Gordon Lightfoot, who gave us The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, also celebrates my birthday.
Wow.
72 years
old. He's all proud.
Thank you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Rock 106.7 KROQ. And don't forget all the information for the K-Rock 21st Annual Almost Acoustic Christmas is at KROQ.com. And it's 7 minutes after 6.
Yeah, and you definitely want to check that out and make sure you are a Street Team member, because tickets go on sale for night number one. That's the night with Smashing Pumpkins, Social D, My Chemical Romance, Bad Religion, and many, many more. They go on sale tomorrow at noon. And then night number two, that's the night with Phoenix and Vampire Weekend, and the Black Keys and Florence and the Machine and so much more. They go on sale Friday at noon. So you definitely want to check out those details and get your tickets. It must be, it's funny, you were saying earlier, you shouldn't ask a woman to propose, you shouldn't propose to a woman, ask her to be your wife, unless you're pretty sure of the answer.
Yeah.
If you're not, I imagine it's kind of terrifying, first of all, that nervousness of wondering if the proposal is going to go off okay and wondering what's going to happen if she does say no. Or the flip side of that, maybe even worse, is if you ask because you do think you know the answer and then you're sorely disappointed.
Surprise, yeah.
You're badly surprised because she says no. And some people don't react necessarily well to that news, and that's what this story is about.
Here's the problem with proposals. The problem with proposals is, for women, they have to have a great story. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure from society, because when they say, oh, I got engaged, oh, yeah, how did he do it?
Right.
That's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
So if women don't have a good story, then they're blackballed. And, you know, they're mental.
We're ostracized, really.
Ostracized.
We're not allowed
from society.
To eat lunch with the girls that have great stories.
Exactly.
It's pretty, and it follows us our whole life.
So the guys know that. So now they're trying to make sure that the proposal is good. And the bigger the proposal, the more planning it takes, the worse it is when she says no.
Yeah.
So we're going to take some calls in a second about he proposed and you said no. Or
you proposed and she said no.
And she said no.
Yeah.
Either way, but here's a story that I believe she made the right call on this one.
A man in California who got rejected after proposing to his girlfriend is now facing attempted murder charges. He wrote the proposal on the back of his Toyota, but when she said no...
He wrote it like soap on the back of his Toyota's window.
Okay.
Will you marry me? And apparently she just said nope.
And by the way, I love Toyota. I drive a Toyota. This guy was proposing with a 78 Toyota, which may not have made her look at him and go, wow, there's a guy with a future. There's a guy who's got it going on.
No, but if they're a couple, she knows, she gets a feel for that.
Yeah.
Right.
So he drives up. I guess that's his brilliant plan, is that he's just going to write it on his windshield, then walk out and go, hey, honey, look at my car.
Do they mention in this news story, I know we've just started, but do they mention that he shows up at her work where she's slinging burgers?
No.
They mention that it's at a fast food restaurant? That may be another part of the problem with the proposal.
I don't think they do. You go through the drive-thru like six times and she wouldn't see it? All right, I'll have another Coke. Just look at my windshield.
Police say that he got so upset, He tried to run her down using the same car he used to propose.
All right, so now the car with "Will You Marry Me" on it is running her down to try to kill her.
It's a deathmobile.
He didn't hit her, but barely missed another person. The girlfriend ended up taking out a protective order on him. The man is due in court later this morning.
All right, we want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have been part of a proposal gone wrong where you've asked and she said no, or he asked and you said no, particularly if it's an elaborate proposal. This guy didn't put that much effort into his, let's be honest.
But he really didn't. You're right on the back windshield. I mean, yeah. You're not really putting a lot of work into that.
Well, it's better than just asking,
I don't
right?
think it is.
At all?
No, it's not. It's not.
You ride
showing
on the windshield of a car and show up at work?
Look, they're not the highest class people. I don't think.
Sure, they're white trash. Say it,
right, but they're white trash.
Right.
He had soap in a car. The car needed soap.
It and, did.
So.
And yet, that's not a good story. I mean, she's going to go, hey, how did he propose? He rode in soap on the back windshield.
Yeah.
That's how.
And I think the no part is hard enough, but especially if the guy put a lot of effort into it and then the proposal was turned down, that has to doubly sting. And by the way, let me tell you what's sad about Mario Hernandez, besides the fact that he attempted to murder his girlfriend.
There's more.
Is that they live together and have two young children together. They have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Wow.
How long have they been living together? For all 5 years?
I don't know. But I do know that when he either gets out of jail or not, what happens then? I mean, he's got himself a relationship, the mother of his children he's living with, and now all of a sudden, not only are they not getting married, but maybe, probably, they're not together anymore either.
Oh, I would imagine he's not welcome back home.
I sure hope not.
I have to try to run her over with her car.
Had two kids with this crazy man. This can't be the first time he went crazy.
And you know what's funny? That's true. And you know what's funny, too, is there are a lot of guys and Lightning, not to mention any of the work here, but you know, they really, really, the proposal is all about being just over the top.
Yeah,
you know, it involves helicopters and searchlights and, you know,
billboards,
and the National Guard, somehow they work into it. I mean, they have to like literally just do the best thing that's ever done. And my comment to them is that's, you're gonna go all downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they put all their thought into that and not really, like, the
correct.
Marriage.
At all, yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we've seen the proposal show up at the sporting events on the Diamond
sure.
Vision, too. And it's so funny when they say no. It's so funny.
And it does happen.
You got a huge, you got 60,000 people sometimes watching the proposal on the screen. And then the woman, you know, she looks shocked and then disappointed and then sad. And then he looks, you know, he can't believe it's going this poorly. And
oh, it's so great.
One of them gets up and walks away.
Don't you? Or runs.
It's fun for the whole crowd.
Or runs away.
Yeah.
It's crazy because you watch him and you go, oh, the spotlight's on. And she's saying no. And then every single time they put it up on the screen. Now, you might think I'm a dick for this, but I hope she says no. I mean, it's because that's the drama right there.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? What's she going to do? I mean, there are people that just flee the park.
There are people who say yes because the camera's
right.
on them and then later have to say, you know what?
Hey, you know that whole yes thing? I'd
not
like to
so
change
much.
That if
it's
I
like
could.
It's like being on The Bachelor. I mean, that happens
yeah.
on The Bachelor a lot. Just because the camera's on you, the pressure's on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And that's probably a kind way to handle that, too, by the way, is not make it a public embarrassment and then privately later say not so much with a proposal.
Yeah. Right. But I think no should be used more often. It hurts like hell, but it probably saves you a lot of trouble down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's true.
That's the truth.
We'll take a break. If you're out there and you want to weigh in on this topic, if it's happened to you, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067, particularly if it was a big proposal and no payoff, or if you ended up like our man Mario Hernandez here. Not only are you not getting married, but now you're broken up. I mean, that's the opposite of what you expect.
And in jail.
And maybe in jail, too.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067 to get a hold of us at the Kevin and Bean Show. Wow, you work fast. I know we were talking about how you forgot Ralph's birthday, and I mentioned your wife usually cleans up after you, but
yeah.
here she is. What's
here to
going
clean
on
up.
Here?
I got here as fast as I could.
She can do the dance of the seven veils for Ralph in the other room for his birthday? Pop out of a cake or something? What's the deal?
The other problem is not only do I forget about it, but she reminds me ahead of time.
Multiple times.
By the way, it's Fiend's birthday coming up. Don't miss it. I'm like, don't worry. I got it down. I got it.
And you just say that. You haven't even given a thought,
That's
right?
correct, yes. Okay. I'm not
Ladies
good at
Ladies and gentlemen,
that.
Please welcome Melissa, Mrs. Kevin, the most patient Woo! Woman in Hollywood, who yeah. joins us here on the you. Kevin and Bean Show, because Thanks, this is a very Matt. Special time of year for us for a number of reasons, because of Acoustic Christmas and because of Miss Double December, but also for you guys with what you do.
Yeah, explain, babe, your abusive relationship first, and this is where it all came from.
Well, I was abused in my first marriage, and nobody knew about it, and there was nobody, no resources for me, and nowhere to get any help, and I was on my own. And so when things changed later, and I was lucky enough to be married to Kevin.
Yeah, lucky.
Which Whoa. Is abuse in a different kind Woo! Of way, by the way.
And that's a whole different kind of story. We decided that we wanted to do something to help other people, so we started friendsandhelpers.org. And Friends and Helpers helps abused women. And what we do is we provide Christmas, Mother's Day, back to school, and Easter for all these women and these children so that they have something and their self-esteem gets better and they don't feel alone, so that they have gifts for their kids and school supplies and food and therapy and a place to go if they need it. So this is kind of what we started, and it's been 18 years.
This is one of those times of year where if, you know, Christmas Day, there's hyper-focus on that.
Yeah.
It's way more important than most days. And if moms literally have to run in the middle of the night with their kids, they don't have any money for gifts. Zero gifts under the tree at Christmas. So yeah. We find a bunch of shelters, my wife, and by we, I mean my wife. And, you know, we get a specific list from the women and the children of what they want for Christmas.
And the lists are very mellow. Like, food is on the list. Socks is on the list. It's yeah. not like...
Food is the number one thing people are asking for.
Yeah.
And when you
huge.
Stop and think, you know, when I think Christmas, I don't think, wow, I hope I get food.
No, not
right.
at all.
That's shocking to me. So
these people are a long way from worrying about whether they got the latest right? Call of Duty. Right,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's super depressing, but then it's also amazing to think that these people are going to have Christmas because of what we and everybody
well,
else helps us do.
We stand on the shoulders of giants. It's the K-Rock listeners. It's so many people. If we didn't have you guys, it wouldn't happen. And there's the need this year because the economy is so high. The demand is unbelievable. So if you go to our website, friendsandhelpers.org.
I put a post up to it, kevinandbean.com, if you want okay. to.
Well,
that has all the info.
It has so much information. We have an amazing at auctioncause.com. We have amazing signed guitars by all of your favorite bands. You name your favorite band, it's there.
A bunch of people who've come in this year. Trent Reznor signed one. Tom Lincoln, Morello signed one. Linkin Park signed one.
Green Day. We have everybody. And also you can
have Willow Smith.
We don't have Willow
yeah,
Smith.
Don't. Okay.
And a little
I'll
black wig.
I'll find something else.
I'll yeah. work on that though. But you can text and donate. You can text and that's really easy to do. It takes you 5 minutes. If you go on the website, it explains it. You can adopt a stocking and we're helping the entire state. We've grown and grown. There are so many people who need help. And we have families up for adoption, so if you'd like to adopt a family for Christmas.
So what that means is you'll get a sheet, and it says Sheila. It's always only the first name because they're still hiding right. from the situation they're in. And their kid is, you know, Sam, and he's age 10, and he's into...
And here's what he'd like.
Right. And so
and
then you can go from there.
It might say basketball. You know what I mean? It's like simple as that. And we have a lot of families up for adoption. We have a lot of stockings up for adoption. The texting, you guys were really awesome with that at back to school. So if you could do that again, that was so cool.
That's
I really,
really the
appreciate it.
That's really the easiest way. If you text 27138, 27138, and that's on the website as well. And then just enter a dollar amount and the phrase stocking. And then you'll get a text back or a message back to make sure that you mean to do this. And then, you know, it can charge you that much. So you can literally just do it while you're driving.
You
just text while
right
you're
now.
Driving.
And we make
you know you do anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying when you're driving, yeah. probably you got a lot of downtime. That's probably the best time to text.
Yeah, that's perfect.
No?
And, you know, we have a drop-off sure. in Orange County, and that's on the website as well. You got to love our Orange County people so you don't have to worry about driving. And there are so many ways that you can help. And so many different, you know, you can send a gift card. You could just... I mean, there's a billion different ways that you can help.
You can also help without money. You can help rap.
Yes,
you can donate your time.
Yes, we're happy to have you. Volunteers are a big deal, and we're happy to have you.
I'd like to play a phone call that we got a couple of years ago. Out of the blue, this guy called, and mm-hmm. we didn't know anything about, because we don't know most of these people because they're in hiding.
Right.
So we get the paperwork, we set them up with people to adopt their families, and then, you know... it's a great Christmas for them or whatever. We're out of the picture then. We don't know them. But this kid called who apparently was in the exact situation we're talking about, didn't have anything for Christmas, and it happened to be one of the families that we helped. And listen to this.
I wanted to call in. I was actually listening to you guys while I was driving my girlfriend to work, and I remember when I was actually 7, my mom had to get away from my dad because she was a battered wife. We were living in the car, and my mom had nothing, absolutely nothing. And I remember coming out on Christmas morning, actually waking up my mom, and first thing I said to her was, you know, it's okay. We don't want anything. We have you, and we're okay with that. And, but, yeah, I remember going out, and we had a small little, you know, Charlie Brown tree, and kind of pathetic, but there were presents under it. And I kind of looked at my mom because I had no idea, and my mom broke into tears, and she said, if you believe it, we actually have the radio to thank for this. And I didn't find out until years later it was you guys that had helped us out.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Really?
I wanted to go ahead and say thanks.
Oh my God.
Are you sure it wasn't Big Boy? Are you positive? Kevin and Bean and Friends and Helpers?
Thank you, Daniel, so much for calling us.
And
one of the things that we try not to do is take credit for it too much because we want the moms to be able to say Merry Christmas. You know, we don't want them to have to, it doesn't say our name all over it or whatever. We want the moms to feel like they're giving it to them.
I know. I literally just found this out about 2 years ago that it was you guys had helped out.
Wow.
Daniel, I'm glad you called. How are you and your mom doing?
Oh, she's great now.
I'm so glad.
Good. And that's awesome.
She's doing really good, but I want to. You guys are so great that I'm doing a lot better myself in life now. I donate to you guys every single year as much as I can.
So that dude called, and that really makes you feel good.
Yep,
very cool. Amazing.
So we need a lot of help. Text 27138. Go to our website, which is at kevinandbean.com as well, but it's friendsandhelpers.org or
.com. It's got every bit of information on there that you need. And we need help. Christmas is right around the corner, so we need help as soon as possible. Like, don't – if you want to say, oh, I'll get to it in a week, get to it today or tomorrow. We would really appreciate it because there are so many people and you can change people's lives. You honestly, truly can.
When are you guys going to actually do the wrapping and everything?
We're going to start. First weekend in December.
Yes.
Psycho Mike, you do pretty good wrapping, right?
No, that's different wrapping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Lisa wraps as well, but that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Friendsandhelpers.org or all the details available at kevinandbean.com. Melissa, thanks for coming in. Good to see you. Good luck with this.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:38.
Very special day here on the Kevin and Bean program. Our friend Kat Von D is going to be joining us coming up next hour. Oh, I love her so much.
Love her so much.
I do. I just love her so much, and she's always one of my favorite guests. Also, Aziz Ansari on the program coming up later on today, and Mark Valley from The Human Target. Right now, though, time to take a look at the email bag. You can write to any of us. It's Kevin and Bean Show. We always enjoy hearing from you. Got an email about the topic that we did last week about people who have sex at work.
Hey, Bean, can I just butt in for a second?
Sure.
Do you get your email in a bag? I don't. I'd like that bag. No, it would help me be more organized.
Mailbag is more of an expression
from the 20s
than it is literally. No, I don't think so. I don't think it's an expression from the 20s.
Just check it, because if there's a bag that where you can store your email, I want it.
No, it's electronic mail. I think mailbag is something that actual U.S. Postal Service mail carriers carry their mail in. Okay. And I think that may be what the reference is.
Good.
Hey, guys, and Lisa, talking about having sex at work. I work at the Ontario Airport, Ontario, California. It's a place where sex is always on the minds of everyone there. You work so much, you never have the time to go out and meet someone, so you find someone who's a work friend with benefits. I've knocked it out in the baggage cart, in the jetway. When you're the last crew of the night and there's only three of you, we've done it on the plane.
All right.
It's very normal, in fact, for employees to have sex on the plane when they're cleaning up. I've done it on the first class seats many times. So make sure to ask the flight attendant to wipe down your seat for you before you sit there because you never know who could have been there. It may have been me or one of my coworkers getting some action. How about that?
Wow. That just drove a lot of people crazy who are paranoid about germs.
Germs, sure.
Exactly, yeah.
We've talked from time to time about the Stripper Express, which is a supposed flight from Burbank to Las Vegas.
Yep.
And it's just full of strippers because they go there to work for the weekend and they come back. When is it? I want to be on it. That kind of stuff.
Right. Does it really exist?
Right. We don't think it does. We haven't been able to find out that it does.
A and lot if of people anyone could pin it down, right?
It would be
you
us.
Think
yeah.
you could.
Now, we've spent plenty of time doing it. But Mike emails, Channel 5 is actually doing a story on it right now, the 9 p.m. flight out of Burbank. Now do you effers believe it? I'm going to say no. They don't get a 9 p.m. on Friday. You missed the lucrative Friday business.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe
Thursday night at 9.
Yeah.
But if anybody has more information on that, this I don't trust. Friday at 9, no, I don't believe it.
Absolutely not.
But if you have more information on that, we are doing extensive research, so please let us know.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins, oh, this comes from our old friend Miss Cleo, who worked on this program for a couple of years. I forgot to tell you guys last time I saw you. The other day I was hanging out with the King of Mexico, and he was mouthing off about how soccer isn't a sport, and that you could put him in a soccer game and he could execute the game just fine. I'd hold my own were his exact words. I smell a video, thought you guys would want to know. Sincerely, Miss Cleo. Dave, true?
Yeah. Hold my own.
Very Anyone, true. Any guy off the street could just walk out onto a soccer field and hold their own play in that game?
No, I think I can.
Dave's not anyone being.
Yeah, anyone with athleticism, you know, it's just... We'll be able to hang. Dude, you just kick a ball, run around, control it, kick it, pass it off, run down, defend.
But couldn't you say that about basketball?
Because basketball, you actually have to dribble.
There's a specific set of skills, though, to be a good basketball player, and you've played basketball your whole life, and you're just okay at it. What makes you think you can walk into a sport you've never played and excel and execute just fine?
I could slide and take out somebody easily. It's not that hard. Soccer is not that hard. I mean, yeah, people are better than others.
Have you played it?
No. Never. Okay. Ever in my life. And yet, I will do fine. I'm not saying I'll be the best, but I will be fine.
Yeah.
Is Miss Cleo right? Is a video in order? Do we need to put Dave out there on some sort of youth league or something like that to see how he does against 11-year-olds?
Like 4-year-olds?
Dude, I will crush. You know what? Against
Dave will run him over, get a red card.
Your daughters would kill him. Are you kidding?
It's not even funny. Look, everybody... Every sport looks easy because they're so amazing at it.
Right.
No, not every sport. Baseball will be hard to jump into. Soccer, easy.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave.
by the way, when Miss Cleo makes someone else look dumb, you know something's going on.
Dear Kevin and Bean, that effing song has been stuck in my head since it's been on the show, so I looked up the lyrics, and they're just as bad. No, worse than the song. So please play it again. I like that they looked for lyrics, though, because...
Right. Clearly, there aren't any.
There really aren't any. It's just mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah.
But she looked. She wanted to know. She's desperate. Chacarone is the name of it. You can look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
And if you ever forget any of that, just go to Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, and you'll see it there, too. And finally, how about this one, by the way? You guys have mocked me a lot. This is a great email to read today on the great Gordon Lightfoot's birthday, because he's the guy who sang The Wreck of the Evan Fitzgerald, my favorite song of all time.
Oh, what a terrible song that is.
You guys mocked me for my vacation that I took last year to Michigan. Well, here's Jackie who writes in, based on your enthusiastic recommendation, my husband and I visited the Shipwreck Museum in Whitefish Bay last August. It was an amazing experience.
A poor woman.
We got to have our pictures taken with the Edmund Fitzgerald Bell, too. This is the famous ship that sunk in 1975. I signed the guest book, and I commented that we heard about it on your radio program. Whitefish Point is absolutely beautiful. How many places can you visit with such a fascinating museum, a beautiful beach, and scenery in the same visit? Thank you so much for sharing it on the Kevin and Bean Show. Best regards, Jackie. If it would be possible, would you mind playing Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Yes, Jackie. I'm happy to do that for you here today.
This song is 100 times better than Gordon Lightfoot. That's my favorite part.
I think he's never sounded better.
All right, but we're getting to a part that we normally don't play, so we have to...
Coming up in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 6:54.
I encouraged my Twitter followers to send you booby pictures today, Ralph, for your birthday. Is that working out at all? You getting any so far? Nice.
I have, haven't checked my my Twitter page, but I certainly will. And for all you emailers, too, feel free.
Sure.
I mean, let's face it. That's a free and easy gift, right? And then you're off the hook. You're done.
Yeah, so. I like it best when it's the actual author of the email or tweet, too, by the way.
Sure. Right.
That's sexier. You know,
send pictures to someone else.
Yeah, well, you know,
both
people,
are good.
Both are good. Don't get me wrong. Boobs in any form are great, but you know when it's a girl's like, "Ah, happy birthday! Here, these are mine." Like,
here's me.
It's so way better. Cool.
Yeah. And by the way, I hope Kat Von D is listening in the next room before she comes in here and understands that there is a certain obligation when you appear on the Ralph Garman birthday show. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm looking.
look in agreement.
That's I see.
Was.
Okay, gotcha.
No specifics.
All right, time for the Showbiz Beatdown with Ralph. What's going on?
Congratulations to People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive this year. They've just announced Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds. Come on. Your table is ready. Ryan Reynolds, your table is ready.
That's an underwhelming choice.
The girls love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
And super good-looking dude.
Good-looking dude.
And good physique and all, but not the sexiest guy, right? Like
sexiest man alive.
Mike has a list of like 100 that would go above him.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. He's very hot right now because he's got this big Green Lantern movie in the pipeline. They just released the trailer. Have you seen the trailer for the Green Lantern movie?
Yes.
No.
I am a hard sell when it comes to comic book movies because I am a bit of a fanboy. I am a bit of a geek. And I get to be a little picky about these things sometimes. But this thing, not since Iron Man, the Iron Man trailer, have I been excited about a comic book movie like this thing. Wow. It really looks fun and
well done.
I'm
not a comic book fan, and it looks great.
Yeah. See? Green Lantern. Now you're on board. Green Lantern. See? Before you were mocking him because he was...
Well,
because yellow would hurt
yellow
him.
Is his weakness.
Yeah,
look, kind of weakness is that? I wear a yellow shirt, I win. What?
Ryan Reynolds just seems boring to me. I mean, I don't think he's a very good actor. On top of it, but he doesn't have charisma like a guy like a Pitt or a Clooney has. But then I'm not
Canadian.
The target audience for this. You know?
Canadian, that's what it is. Canadian.
That must be it. Yeah.
Here's the guys who made honorable mention but didn't win. John Hamm. How does he not win? How does he not win?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kellen Lutz. Well, the name alone.
Yeah. Right.
Lutz. Drake, the rapper. Matthew Morrison from Glee. John Bon Jovi. True Blood's Joe Manganiello. Justin Timberlake, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Where's Tom Petty?
All the
Where's
usuals.
Tom Petty? Yeah. Where's the pets? So, congratulations to him.
I guess.
Speaking of Green Lantern... Movie also stars Blake Lively as Carol Ferris in that film. And an interesting list in Us Weekly magazine this week. Co-stars who have been an actual couple, then split up, and still had to play lovers in whatever TV show or movie they were working on.
That seems...
That's got to be the worst, right?
Yep.
Blake Lively and Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl.
Right.
Johnny Galecki and Kaley Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, right, yeah.
Jennifer Morrison and Jesse Spencer on House, they were freaking engaged.
Yeah. Yep.
Then it went south, and then they had to keep working together.
Keep working. Yeah. Same place.
He's not so much on the show anymore. No. Michael Vartan and Jennifer Garner on Alias,
that's
famously.
Right. Sure.
It's got to be rough, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah. We should do a call-in topic of work romances gone bad. Imagine if you break up somebody at work and you have to keep working with them, what kind of troubles that could lead to.
Sure.
What sort of harebrained shenanigans that could result in?
Harebrained shenanigans I saw last night at the Troop. Good band.
Forgot the last line of the
Troop.
At that place where the people will sing.
I said it.
Speaking of Matthew Morrison, who was nominated for being Sexiest Man Alive, he is incredibly thankful that Gwyneth Paltrow guest starred on Glee last night. And by the way, great episode of Glee last night. Great.
I have to take your word for it. I didn't watch it.
Really good.
Really good. I was stunned. I did not know her as a musical performer, but she really acquitted herself.
Oh,
nicely.
She sang?
Oh, yeah. She sang and danced and everything. Right. Yeah, she was all over the place. And looked really sexy last night.
Nope.
She did.
She did.
Look, Mike, I'm with you. Usually she is not my cup of tea, but she looked great on the show last night. Real good episode. Can't wait to hear what Omar has to say.
Oh, I'm sure he'll love it.
I'm sure he will, too. When Gwyneth was on the show, she and Matthew Morrison worked together, and Gwyneth liked him so much, he introduced to her friend Cameron Diaz. Oh. And the next thing you know, sparks ignite.
Nope.
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. That's what was going on. That's what was going on between those two.
File.
So now they're romantically involved. That's pretty cool.
And no surprise yesterday that Randy Quaid and his wife Evie did not show up in Santa Barbara Superior Court for their hearing on vandalism charges.
Because they're crazy?
Well, there's that, and they're still in Canada.
What's the group they say are killing off all the Hollywood celebrities?
Oh, the Hollywood Star Whackers.
Star Whackers.
Yeah. You have to be careful with Hollywood Star Whackers, my friend.
Wouldn't they have a better name if they were actually killing celebrities?
Well,
Star Whackers.
By the way, you can mock all you want, but maybe that's what the publicist was doing two nights ago when she's driving home from that movie premiere, by the way.
Got shot in
the
chest.
She's a star, though.
Yeah, but she's pulling the strings for the stars.
She knew too much.
She knew too much. She's doing all the Oscar campaigns for Michael Douglas and for this burlesque movie. I mean, she's deep into Hollywood right now. Now she's gone.
Yeah.
I think Canadian, the Quaids are onto something.
The attorney for the Quaids claims Canadian authorities have still taken away their passports. They're still holding on to their passports while they try to figure out their Canadian troubles. So that's another reason they couldn't travel. So there was... active arrest warrants still left out there by the judge.
It's good in this world that crazy can find crazy.
They are the perfect couple.
Yeah.
God love them. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Singer Gordon Lightfoot. Heard you guys talking about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald earlier. He is 72 years old today. Martin Scorsese, movie director. One of the greats. 68. Now bringing us one of the greatest TV shows with that Birdwalk Empire. That's Martin Scorsese.
Birdwalk?
Birdwalk, yeah. Saturday Night Live producer, creator Lorne Michaels is 66 years old today. Actor and director Danny DeVito is also 66. Entertainer RuPaul is 50 years old. It was a long night last night. Daisy Fuentes!
Yes.
Oh, Daisy Fuentes.
I wonder what she's doing now.
I think she's hosting a show on some cable channel.
Is she? Right?
I'll look into it. I'll give you that update next hour. Sophie Marceau from Braveheart, 44 years old today. Leslie Bibb from Popular, 36. Actress Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
Right,
wow.
32nd
Can
birthday.
You stop making those noises?
It's not my fault.
It's a beautiful, beautiful list of people.
It is.
Yeah, I think people who are born on November 17th are probably the most attractive people in the world. That's what I'm
but
guessing.
But there are exceptions.
Well, Danny DeVito, sure. Yeah. But everyone else, pretty
well,
much.
I don't know that everyone
pretty
else,
much some of the sexiest, most attractive people around today.
Hey, where is Danny DeVito on that list, by the way?
You mentioned a super talented and handsome actor from Red State and Sharktopus.
And Sharktopus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that guy's a douchebag.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah. We don't want to give him the publicity.
Thanks, everybody, for all the birthday messages. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Kat Von D. Is that short for something?
For Catherine Von Drachenberg.
Is your goal to cover yourself entirely?
I mean, I'm going to stay away from my chest.
Why would you stay away from your chest?
Oh, I like my boobs the way they are. I started tattooing at the age of 14, and I got my first tattoo when I was 14. I've turned down a lot of people. Anything that goes against, like, my morals, you know, I don't do anything, like, racist, or anything that I think is going to be regrettable, you know, if I've been dating a boy for 2 weeks, I probably won't do his name on the internet. I've been drawing all my life, and one of the kids was, you know, tattooing all this with his homemade machine. He was just like, you should tattoo me. And I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. And I did it, and I loved it, and I've been doing it since.
Our next guest is tattoo artist for both the rich and famous and the poor and unknown. You can see her brandish her needle expertly on TLC's LA Ink. Please welcome the Human Art Gallery, Kat Von D.
Yeah, and Kat has a new book out, available in stores now, called The Tattoo Chronicles. You can meet her tonight. She's doing an in-store signing tonight at the, is that right? Do I have that right, Kat? You're doing the Grove tonight, right?
Is it tonight or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, you just scared me. It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Oh my
I
God.
Apologize. There we go. It's my paperwork says tonight. I'm sorry. That happens all the time.
Tonight is a secret signing. Somewhere.
Don't worry about it. She'll be there tonight, too.
No.
She'll be there every night hanging out at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove. All right. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Now, who's your little friend? Is this another new boyfriend? What's going on here, Kat? I can't keep track of you.
Little.
No, this is Rooftop. He's on the show with me. He's actually been my road dog on this whole entire book tour, which we started about, like, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's been
Hey, Rooftop.
Hey, what's up?
So, where have you gone on the book tour?
Well, we started off in New York, and we've been doing all of America. I've got, like, we have a few dates here, right, left?
Southern California, yeah.
Yep, and then we're off to Canada and then Europe.
Wow.
I saw a review,
forgive me for interrupting, of your Portland appearance, and it was the largest in-store the store had ever had out there. Hundreds of people camping out starting at 8 o'clock in the morning to meet you in Portland.
Portland was a good one, I remember.
Yeah, Portland's good.
Denver had the smelly people.
Yes. Tell us about the smelly people.
Oh, dude. Don't get him started, please.
The guy put his arm around me for like 0.2 seconds. Ruined my jacket.
Wow. And then your jacket.
He was like spraying my perfume on himself.
I was like,
Did you have to burn the jacket?
No, I had to put. People were putting cigarettes out on the shoulder to try to make it smell better.
Wow. No, it's so crazy. Like, I have to tell you, like, the book signings have been so gnarly. Like, bringing him along. One time in Dallas, right? I turned around and he's doing a human pyramid with like two 10-year-old girls. I'm like, right. What is happening? Like, this is a bookstore. It's so cool. Yeah.
Between that and the cougars attacking me, we're good.
All right.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah. Tell us about this. I'm sorry, Beaton, go ahead.
It's also got to be nice to have Rooftop at your side, because I would imagine at your signings, you get a lot of people who believe that you are their wife, who are in love with you, and in their minds have an imaginary relationship going, and it's kind of nice to have a little bit of muscle at your side, right?
Yeah. Apparently you haven't seen me.
You said a little bit of
muscle.
Yeah,
very little bit.
How many people do you run into in these book signings that say, oh, well, it depends. She will be mine. Oh, she will be mine.
No. Dude, it's been so awesome. Like, I'm going to totally sound like a hippie, but it's been, like, the biggest, it's caused the biggest spiritual shift inside my mind, I think. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but don't lie. You have gotten a few wedding proposals.
I got one in San Diego.
And? That's nice.
He got on his knees.
Oh, wow. My God.
But, you know, they're not serious.
That's what you think.
No, they're not. I said yes.
Now, The Tattoo Chronicles is unlike any book. It's unlike any book you've written, unlike any book anyone's ever written, I think. I mean, this is a whole new way to kind of approach the tattoo world. Tell folks about it.
Well, I don't know. It was kind of it's kind of crazy how it happened. I just started journaling after I would tattoo everybody, and that was just you know, to try to, I guess, let go of a lot of the heavy stories that I was dealing with at the time, and I had no intention of rereading them, let alone publishing them.
So just a diary, basically.
Yeah, totally. It was like therapeutic for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I just realized that I was working out my own issues just by listening to people, and so I was like, I should share this with the world, you know, and it's the most honest and open and intimate thing I've made.
Well, that's one of the things we love about you, is that you cannot tell a lie.
No, so I suck at lying.
You're really not good at it. So every time you come in, something else happens.
No!
Last time it was the whole, you know, deal, and we didn't say it, you did.
Yeah, I know, but I feel comfortable with you guys, though, too. I mean, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. It's not, the book itself is not meant to be like a form of gossip or anything.
It's not
like
a tell-all.
No, not at all. I mean, I was even surprised that everybody was okay with me writing about them. You know,
you had to contact them all and say, "Is this cool?"
I didn't have to, but I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And like only the last entry is the one that doesn't have a name on it, and that was the only person that didn't approve.
And that's George W. Bush, right? That's the tattoo you did for Bushy, right?
No, it's just no. It was for a pop singer, but it was to me. I felt like the entry itself was so strong on its own, it didn't matter who it was on, you know?
Kevin, flip to the last page. What's the tattoo look like? What's the story all about?
Well, the last page is this one, where you have a skull between your legs.
You make it sound so crazy.
No,
it's not that bad.
And by the way, there's nothing crazy about that.
That's the best picture.
My sister took that picture.
That's a great photo.
Now we're getting into some kinky territory here. Is this the cat one? And her sister in a skull?
Yeah, that one. No, it's not the
it
last
doesn't
one.
Have a picture because I couldn't photograph
is that
her.
The Justin Bieber one?
No. Oh. I told you not to talk about
that. There's no photograph. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So I was looking for a photograph. That's
she got a Roman numeral tattooed on her ring finger. So,
okay.
Yeah.
For that many times she's been married?
No, but her...
Did you tattoo an N on your ring finger?
Yeah, it's in the book.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I asked that because we've had many, many, many conversations about tattooing your partner's...
Yeah.
Oh. Are those name... That I meant never going to happen.
Yeah, maybe it does now.
Yeah,
you're a jerk.
No, we've had that conversation before. Where people want to put the name of their significant other.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, that's not. That great
I know.
Idea.
And I always say the same thing because I mean, I have like you know, like my ex-husband's name tattooed on my neck. You know, and I think that we definitely didn't break up because of the tattoo.
Right.
You know, the problems were already there.
But you
there.
Tell other people that's a bad idea.
Well, no, I just try to strongly urge people to get something they're not going to regret. For me, I don't regret any of my tattoos. You know, I think like they're, you know, I think about the time that I got that name tattooed and it was awesome and we had a good time back then, you know. But I'm glad we're not together anymore, you know. I wish him the best, you know.
Right.
So,
the Tattoo Chronicles is the book. It is available now. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it makes an excellent Christmas gift for somebody on your list.
I was going to I thought you were going to say it makes excellent firewood.
No. Great Christmas gift. And by the way, what better gift than to have it autographed by Kat Von D herself, which you can do tomorrow night at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove. And I guess...
You have to ask her to marry you, though, if you're going to
get it. Right, exactly.
No, you don't have to do that. Okay.
And Rooftop, you'll be there tomorrow, too, for the
Yeah, I'll be taking
you're doing all the signings, right?
Yeah, I'll be taking requests as well.
Fantastic.
He's the muscle.
Yeah. But please, ladies, Come on.
Take it easy.
Your shower?
Come on.
You're not a piece of meat,
shower?
Right?
You know, come on. Put on your best clothes.
No.
Skimpy as possible.
No.
We're not asking too much. We'll talk more with our guests right after this on the Kevin. Drew is leaving his wife for Kat Von D. Is that what you were saying? That's crazy. I haven't heard of him.
No,
oh, we're on the air?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kat Von D in the studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show with Mike, a.k.a. Rooftop from L.A. Inc., which airs Wednesday nights at 10 on TLC. And let me tell people who maybe haven't seen this show before, you think, hey, that's a show about making tattoos. That's part of it. But the reason that show is genius and the reason that show has stayed on the air so many seasons on TLC is because it's the stories and the people behind the tattoos.
Amen.
And that is also what carries over into Kat's wonderful new book called The Tattoo Chronicles, which is available everywhere in stores and online now. You can meet Kat, have it signed at Barnes & Noble at The Grove in Los Angeles tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. Speaking of that, by the way, some of the people in the book include Dave Navarro, members of Metallica, Green Day, Kings of Leon, plus lots of regular people who sometimes have the most compelling stories. But there's a lot of your ex-boyfriend in this book. Is that a little bit awkward for you to have so much Nikki in the book now?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, when I wrote all those journal entries, we were in a relationship, and then after I decided to publish them, you know, we were still in a relationship, and I never intended on ever breaking up. You know, that if you read the book, it's talks about, I'm pretty open about, you know, like, wow, like, I can't wait to grow old with this guy, you know?
Because love is forever.
Yes.
Actually,
that's the one thing we know.
Love is forever.
She's a romantic.
Yeah.
She is,
you know
yeah.
that about Kat.
Yeah.
She falls head over heels.
So, you know, I think I don't...
So this represents a place and time that was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it does. And you know what the thing is? It's like, I mean, oh, man, the book couldn't have happened if I hadn't gone through all that stuff. And, you know, even like the photography, like I shot all the pictures for the book. And I remember just that process, like not a lot of people know, but Nikki's like a really great photographer. And he just, you know, he taught me so much. And so I think he's equally as excited about the book as I am, you know. And, you know, I even talked to you guys about it a long time ago, you know, the first time we broke up and got back together, it
right.
was like, oh my God, thank God, because I just wrote him like a giant love letter, you know? And, it's like, and the book is kind of just a giant love letter to him. So I don't know. I think that, I think it's a good thing.
But let me, I don't know if you do this also, Kat, because you are a well-known person, but those of us on the outside, mm-hmm. in our minds, we look at celebrity couples and we rate whether they're good together or not. And those of us in the public thought, perfect fit, you and Nikki
yeah.
Sixx. Why won't that work out? Of course, we don't know the inner workings. And it seems like everything, every time you've spoken of him, it has been so highly. It doesn't seem like you went through that phase where there was hate.
Never.
So you guys seem so perfect together. Why do you think it did not work out?
I don't know.
How come you can break up and not hate and the rest of us have to hate?
Yeah.
Because
right.
they still share makeup and hair products.
Ah. And that's
a constant argument over Aquanet.
That's a bond that's stronger than love?
Yeah. But you can borrow your boyfriend's tights, you know.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's weird. Like, my favorite part of the book is the acknowledgments. And I remember, like, we were having like a tiff when I sent those acknowledgments in, and I put, you know, obviously Nikki Sixx is going to be in the acknowledgments, and I put everything happens for a reason, and I sometimes
so that's all you put.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's sometimes it's hard to see outside of the storm when you're in it, and then life mm-hmm. has a good way of showing you why later. So I guess, you know, we'll see, you know.
All right, let me ask Rooftop this, since you know Kat so well, work with her so
you
closely.
Actually, you know, yeah. Rooftop is actually one of my oldest friends.
Lately, yeah.
I mean, as far
wait
as
a minute.
Hold on a second. You can't lately be one of her oldest friends. It has to be one or the other.
No, I was talking about his age.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. What the?
Here's my question yeah. for you, since you know her so well. Would Kat Von D be a good girlfriend, or is she really a pain in the ass?
Honestly?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. He'll answer this.
And this is probably the most honest you get. I think if you're a normal person, she might be a pain in the ass. Meaning
okay.
normal meaning today's standards is just unromantic and you don't pay attention to the person you're with. But if you're really wanting to be in a relationship with someone that is going to equally care about you and do the nice things that you wish other people would do for you, I think she'd be a great person. And I think she'd really nurture any sort of hobby or dream or passion you have, which I think a lot of times nowadays the other person in a relationship is the hobby. And that's a problem with a lot of relationships.
Yeah. Wow, that's the nicest thing you've ever said.
That's
well,
deep
amazing.
Too.
Take it in because it's over now.
That is quite an endorsement. Hey, I saw a story the other day. It was a headline, actually.
I'm not about pregnant with twins. Okay.
Nope, that wasn't it. Although, congratulations.
No, she said she's not.
I saw a headline the other day. A 101-year-old woman was looking forward to getting a, I guess her 101st birthday was coming up, and she was going to get a new tattoo on her 101st birthday.
Love
and I was. And I was just wondering, Kat, who's the old? What's the
82
oldest
year old.
Person?
82. Yeah, and it was the coolest story ever. He had a tattoo of a heart with a banner. It said Helen on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it when he was 16 years old. So how many decades ago was that? He came back in with Helen on their anniversary and wanted to get it touched up so, just like new. And I remember going like, oh, you don't want to redo that tattoo. It's like a piece of history, you know? But then I was like, man, I just looked at the two of them and I'm like, this is the definition of true love. I'm totally going to do it. And
wow.
I did it. Yeah, I thought it was cool.
That's an awesome
story.
See,
names aren't a curse.
I didn't see that ending coming when you said it was an 82-year-old.
Right?
No, I mean, but names aren't a curse. I think that's a big superstition with people.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do think, oh, once you get a tattoo, that it's like that on itself, the energy of that means it's over.
That person sucked before that you got the tattoo.
Totally.
You broke up with them. It had nothing to do with the tattoo.
I like
that's
that.
True.
The Tattoo Chronicles is the name of the book that we're talking about. It is a beautiful book, by the way.
Oh,
artwork and stories. It's available in stores now. You can meet Kat along with Rooftop at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove in L.A. tomorrow night at 6. And you're doing okay with it. Has it calmed down at all? Last time we had you and Kat, it was just crazy with the cameras following you everywhere and all the stories.
Yeah.
Has it leveled out a little bit and you're handling it okay? I know you try to stay away from that as much as you can.
Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah. You know, I meditate a lot, man. I've learned to really just not even pay attention to it anymore, you know? And I just, people are going to say whatever they're going to say. It doesn't concern me anymore, you know?
Well, especially once you hook up with Dr. Drew, it's going to be unavoidable at that point.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Don't forget, LA Inc. airs Wednesday nights at 10 on TLC, or as I like to call it, that's the Sarah Palin channel, TLC.
No way. How dare you?
I'm just saying, that's her show, right?
Kat Von D channel.
And Kat, have a great holiday
season.
Hey,
thank you guys. It's so good seeing you.
Wonderful, as always. Bye-bye.
What's up? It's Aziz Ansari. The basic gist of Cold Stone is that they take ice cream and then they just go with it. Whatever fat people want in there. Snickers bar, cheeseburger. Let me the Butterfinger into it for you. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that guy's a Butterfinger? Clap if you still haven't seen The Dark Knight yet. You still haven't seen The Dark Knight, clap. What the is wrong with you people? AZ was sitting there drinking vodka he makes. Like, you know how baller that is? Jay-Z signed the tab and money went back into his own pocket. He's like, you're crazy for this one, Jay. Do me a favor and go away and die. Because you're a horrible person and I don't want comedy bringing any kind of satisfaction into your miserable existence. And I was like, hey, Kanye, are you sitting in your own house bobbing your own head to your own music? And he goes, yeah, these beats are dope.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what that'd be like if you came over to my house and I had my stand-up album on. And I was like, ha-ha-ha.
Please welcome Aziz Ansari.
The Dangerously Delicious Tour continues this weekend in downtown Los Angeles at the Orpheum. Two big shows Saturday night at 7 and at 10. Aziz Ansari, back on the Kevin and Bean Show, joins us on the phone right now. How are you, man?
Hey, how are you guys?
Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. I have to ask, Aziz, when you were on hold waiting to appear on the Kevin and Bean Show just now and were listening to Aaron Lewis sing Outside, what were you thinking?
You know, that song always gets me pretty teared up, man. I was going to have a tough time when that thing came out. And, you know, in the live version, I was there holding up my lighter.
Sure, that's right, man.
Fred Durst sitting side by side, strumming on the sixth string. It always gets me a little emotional.
Well, I'm sorry. We were trying to put you in a sad place. All right. Aziz, I'm sorry. We didn't know, man. We had no idea. We didn't want to put you in a sad place, Aziz. I'm sorry about that.
Come back to us.
I know that you are a big music fan, as we are. That's one of the things we even heard in that intro when you're talking about Jay-Z and you're talking about Kanye. I know that you like to stay current. What do you make of Willow Smith and the Whip My Hair phenomena with her? She's 9 years old. She's got close to the number one song in America with freaking Whip My Hair. What are you saying about that?
You know, you can't deny it. It's so catchy. I mean, the first time I heard it, I was like, I'm on board. I'm done. That's going to be huge. Everyone's going to be whipping their hair back and forth in like 2 weeks, and lo and behold, here we are, you know?
So you can relate to it. You can relate to whipping your hair back and forth.
Yeah, and I don't even have long hair, and
right.
It's still something I get behind.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess you're just, you're on the out. You're not with the cool kids anymore if you're not whipping your hair. I guess you're right. That's the America that we live in. Dangerously Delicious Tour. How long's this been going on? What's it all about, Aziz?
You know, I put out my stand-up special in January. That's called Intimate Moments for Essential Evening. And then, you know, I started working on new material, and I put that material together and started a tour called the Dangerously Delicious Tour. I started in, like, June of this year, and it's a whole new hour of material, and I've been touring it on and off in between, you know, filming at Parks and Rec and things like that. And, yeah, I'm finally getting around to doing the L.A. date, which I'm very excited about.
Which is Saturday, November 20th at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock at the Orpheum in downtown Los Angeles.
Yes.
How long does it take you to put together an hour of material? Because for some people, they say it takes a lifetime. Other people say they can just whip it up.
You know, that's the thing about stand-ups. Like, once you put out one of those specials, you kind of have to throw everything away. Because if you do those jokes, people are like, well, I heard that on your DVD, man. And people get very upset. So I recorded the special, like, July of 2009. And around August, I just threw everything out and just started working on new stuff. And then by like January, February, I had like about 40 minutes. And then I kind of kept working on it and polished it up. And then by June, I kind of started taking it out. So, I mean, it took me a while. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's as good or better than the first hour, I hope.
Hey, look, you're lucky if you're going to see Aziz at the end of the tour. It sounds like that's the way to go. That's when the show's good. That's when it's worth watching, right?
Oh, God. Let me issue an apology to anybody who saw the June shows. They were terrible.
Oh, sorry, June people.
But no, I mean, I've been on tour with the material for a while. So, you know, I obviously get it more and more refined as we keep going. So, you know.
We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now if you're an Aziz Ansari fan, as we are. You can see the Dangerously Delicious Tour yourself in person at the Orpheum, downtown Los Angeles, Saturday night. You can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to ask you to spell Aziz Ansari. That's how you're going to win these tickets. If you can spell Aziz Ansari, you're the first person to do that. You can win the tickets to see him Saturday night. And if you're not lucky enough to win them, I understand there are limited tickets available for both shows at Ticketmaster.com. If you want to sell that room out, you can go there and pick them up right now. Real quick before you go, it's been crazy on Thursday nights having no Parks and Recreation. It seems like you guys have been off the air since the late 90s, but you are coming back in January. That is happening, right?
Yes, we're so excited. I just found out a couple of days ago, January 20th at 9:30.
Oh, your phone is cutting out, Aziz. Excited. I'm sorry, your phone is cutting out. You said January 20th at 9:30 on NBC.
Yes, okay. January 20th at 9:30 on NBC. Yeah, right after The Office, which will be great. And the new season. I really think it's been our best episode. If you're a fan of the stuff we've done before, I think you're in for a real treat.
Can't wait. Well, listen, don't let Amy Poehler have any more of those babies, because she needs to take time off every time she does, and then we get no Parks and Recreation. So let her know, okay?
I will. I'll pass that message along.
You're in charge of that, right?
Of course he is. All Aziz right. runs that place, you know.
He does.
All right, man. Great to catch up with you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
Thanks again for having me, guys. Take
you bet.
Care.
Thanks, Aziz. We are looking for a new Miss Double December. We're taking applications now through Monday.
Yeah, I'm taking K-Rock, applications.
KRock.com for all of the details.
All your paperwork in my pants.
It is 7:56.
All right, my birthday's coming up. My birthday's going to be on a Monday this year.
No, I don't know about that. I do know somebody's birthday who's on a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, and he's here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us.
Thank you so much for that applause.
is that the singular? When there's only one person applauding?
Yeah,
okay.
It's applause. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the love and kindness and good wishes I've been getting from the listeners via the Twitter and the emails and stuff.
It's booby pictures?
I have not yet received booby picture one.
What's happening?
Imagine my disappointment.
Do people hate America?
I forwarded you a good
one. Yeah, man boobs don't count, Kevin. Oh, right. I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm preferring the female kind. So
I didn't know.
Just keep that in mind.
Year in and year out, Ralph is up at the crack of ass to come in here and provide entertainment for you people, and you can't take one snapshot of your boobs and send it to him on his birthday? What the hell's going on here?
Look, I don't mean to be greedy, but I think Bean's got a point.
a lot of takers out there, very few givers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the show's free and everything. You know, it doesn't cost nothing.
Jeez.
Wouldn't hurt.
By the way, that goes for you too, Lisa. I don't see you jumping on it, by the way.
Yeah, I sent that last year, which was better than this year, probably.
Speaking of jumping on it, Lisa, right? Yeah.
I'm asking for, you know, vulva or anything.
Right.
Could be worse.
That's true.
Why not, though, after?
Ask for the vulva?
Shoot
for the stars. That's true.
Well, shoot for it all.
Shoot for the crotch. Why not? Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Huge upset last night on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, they were marching in the streets. They were carrying torches and pitchforks.
No one was doing that.
People are incensed.
They might be a little angry.
When Brandy and Max got eliminated last night. And Sarah Palin's...
No way. Get real.
Sarah Palin's kid continues to be on the show. Meanwhile, Brandy got the boot.
Is everyone getting the feeling that because she's Sarah Palin's daughter, that's the whole thing? She's going to be on it till the end?
All the Mama Grizzlies are calling in and placing their votes.
Or it's fixed? I mean, I don't know what people are saying because I don't watch the show.
No, that Sarah Palin's supporters are calling in to support her daughter.
Regardless of how good or bad she is.
The Tea Partiers are supporting their own.
Yeah.
Which is legitimate. I mean, Dancing with the Stars has decided to make that a component of how their show works, which is to give America a voice.
Yeah. I wish America would get laryngitis, quite frankly. Apparently, this Maxime guy who Brandy was dancing with, though, is a tool, and no one likes him. So apparently that was problematic, too, for their vote gettings. He's become pretty obnoxious and rude, and people don't care for him.
Maxime is obnoxious?
Maxime, yeah, he is. Do we need another remake? Probably not. Some remake news today scares me a little bit. Robert Zemeckis apparently has been anointed with the task of remaking The Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Not ever. No way.
Wow.
From the original script. They're going to use the original script. It's going to be a literal remake.
But
instead of basing it on the book, you know, and going with a slightly different direction, they are literally remaking the film.
But think about the special effects probably would be a...
Yeah, but really, that movie's... The reason it's captured America's imagination for 70 years is because it's not about the special effects. It's about there's a quality to those performances and that movie, I think, that holds a place in people's heart.
And the dead midgets.
And the dead midgets. Yeah. Yeah, people love to watch dead midgets.
That's true.
You guys know that there's no chance in 2010 Hollywood that Willow Smith won't get the Judy Garland.
Oh, how dare you.
I mean, think about it.
It's my birthday.
I'm just saying.
Come out with something like that.
He's just saying the truth, man.
Once they give Jaden Karate Kid, come on, tell me she won't. Let's go.
I whip my shoes back and forth. I got little ruby slippers on.
No way. Get real.
I don't understand the let's follow the original script and do a shot-for-shot remake like they did for Psycho. That was so awful.
Here's
the
thing. I believe they don't own the rights to the book any longer.
Ah.
And Disney is planning a giant prequel film starring Robert Downey Jr. about how the wizard got to Oz.
Yeah, he's going to be the wizard?
He's going to play the wizard.
Well, that sounds great.
And so I think in its defense, I think Turner still owns the film.
Pretty sure I've never seen that film. Where's it about?
I'm sorry, what now?
As a kid.
How could you avoid it?
I don't know.
It's one of those things. It's like riding a bike. It's like being a kid. You have to.
I've never watched it not on acid trying to watch it with Dark Side of the Moon playing. Well, I'm serious. I've never watched it.
We don't go to you for the normal experiences of growing up.
But I'm a cinema guy. I'm not like Kevin. I don't hate old film, and I've never really sat down and watched that.
Well, it's a good one. So anyway, I think because they want to compete with that, since this new project's coming to the market, they're going to try to update and release a new version. I don't predict good things. However, here is a remake I can get behind. There was a classic spy series in the 1960s, just a great, great show called The Man from U.N.C.L.E., kind of like an American James Bond, but only with two guys, Napoleon Solo, who was an American, and Ilya Kuryakin, who was a Russian. And
which was the U.N.C.L.E.?
The U.N.C.L.E. was the organization they worked for.
Oh, okay.
The United Network Command for Law and Enforcement.
Sure, you don't have to tell me that.
And
Ralph knew that, by the way.
They were...
No, he had to look at his paper. I saw.
They were... It was like during the Cold War in the 60s, so it was very revolutionary to have two guys, a Russian-American, working together in an organization that went even beyond politics. They were protecting the world kind of thing. So Steven Soderbergh, apparently...
Oh, he's a name I would trust.
Yeah, he is going to be behind the camera for the remake over at Warner Brothers. So that could be very cool.
Right,
if they did
absolutely.
It like a cool, slick, sort of fun spy thing with gadgets and stuff and everything like the original, I think it could be a good time. So.
I hope it's as good as the Eddie Murphy remake of I, Spy, which was a 60s spy show that they decided to update a few years ago.
Boy, did that blow. Him and Owen Wilson. Oh, yes. That's horrific.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right, though. I think Soderbergh is a guy who won't let that happen.
Yeah. And finally, we've got the lineup, you know, the big lineup for the big concert coming up.
Yeah. Almost because Christmas?
Oh, no, the Nobel Peace Prize concert.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's that big one. Whatever with your Almost Acoustic Christmas. It's all about the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo, Norway.
Have they had
They have it every year. Yeah. They have ramped it up in recent years. You know, Springsteen played a couple years ago, but I haven't heard anything about this year.
Oh, come on. Herbie Hancock has been announced.
Okay.
Along with Jamiroquai.
What?
Yeah. And, oh, and Barry Manilow.
Jamiroquai does that.
That's him, yeah. That's him, right? Yeah.
Were you trying to get me excited when you said Barry Manilow? Is that a joke, or is he really going to be part of the concert?
No, he's really being added to the lineup.
Fantastic. I got to fly to Norway now.
Don't forget your passport. Barry Manilow and Herbie Hancock and Jamiroquai show up at a concert, it won't be the Peace Prize anymore. People will start fist fighting.
That's
people
true.
Will start killing each other
over down.
The horrors that they're watching up on the stage. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Let's see who I share my birthday with, shall we?
Hot people.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Well, not hot.
One of the hottest of all Canadian singer-songwriters.
No.
Who sings songs about shipwrecks. He's 72 years old today. Martin Scorsese, legendary film director, is 68. Lauren Michaels of Saturday Night Live fame is 66 years old. Danny DeVito, also 66. RuPaul, legendary drag queen, is 50. And then we get into the hot zone. Isaac Hansen of Hansen. He is 30 years old
today.
Oh, she's
good.
Oh, she is beautiful. Rachel McAdams is 32.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Bibb is 36 years old. Sophie Marceau from Braveheart is 44 years old today. Daisy Fuentes is 44 years old today. And my good friend and our babysitter, Sarah Alpern, also celebrates her birthday today. I just want to say that because she thought she got big cans.
Yeah. Have you nailed her?
And not yet, okay. But, you know. The babysitter fantasy lives, you know, lives on.
It's always there.
But, you know, it's her birthday, and I want to make her happy because she watches my kids.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So I'm throwing her a bone. I want to make sure she doesn't...
You're throwing her a bone?
Hey, what the...
Giggity,
well, it's her birthday. Why not?
Giggity.
I got bones to spare. No, sure. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz...
Hey, it's a holiday. I don't know if you guys know, but today is NUD. It's National Unfriend Day. We'll be talking to our friend Jimmy Kimmel about how that all got started and what it's all about and how we need to celebrate. Coming up later this hour, plus the Wheel O Bad Animal Voice.
Nicely done.
Voices coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Glee Cap.
Yeah. F you guys to hell.
What? I thought you enjoyed watching Glee every week.
No, I don't. You guys force me.
Glee was on last night. And
with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, and Omar didn't like the show at the beginning, but we figured if we made him watch it and bring in clips, he would turn and he'd become a fan.
No. And I bring in every week undeniable proof that it sucks, the music's horrible, and all my advice is falling on deaf ears.
Well,
because you guys are asshole.
Well, we have learned to tune you. We're just one, though?
Yeah, I know.
We've been doing this show together a long time. We're just one asshole.
I forgot to ask there.
We can't each have our own.
But seriously, this is the last Glee Cap, because you know what happened this morning?
This is the last one?
This is the last one. I'm done.
Why?
Because I came in this morning, I laid it all down, 40 minutes of audio,
right,
and then an hour later my computer crashed, so I had to watch it again.
All right. So you got to watch it a second time.
And you know what happened the second time?
It was
worse.
Aww.
So this will be my last Glee Cap, so
what?
I think I want to play my little tribute song one last time.
It's not over.
It's over for me, man.
All right.
I want to take a on Glee so freaking bad. Little Precious, I really want to stab.
But you're not done.
I want it to be over and off of my TV.
It is for me.
This show's really awful and crappy.
Damn straight. Good running.
Oh, I hope everyone dies.
A little strong.
It gives me cancer of the eyes.
That's
I hate the show Glee. I despise. Oh, I swear. I hate white men out for teacher guys' hair. This show couldn't be crappier.
Yeah.
I would have to kill that dude, cause he's such a dumb. All the douchey Glee kids, they're on Omar's hit list. I'm talking Michael Jackson saying, this is it. And everybody's gonna die when I take my stupid big nose and the gay kid. And then that dumb jock fit. Little Stephen Hawking all dead. Now you can stop believing. I think I'll take a gun and shoot all the cheery uh-ohs. Now I'm gonna poison little Margaret Cho-Cho. Damn it. I can't believe Glee's such a hit. And damn sure sucks a lot more than Journey did. Yeah, go number two on the show is stupid. All throughout the show they just sing really gay music. Once I give you, once I give you. It gives me cancer of
like to clarify. You rhymed. You rhymed hair with crappy air.
That's right.
That happened.
Yeah, those are.
Oh, I know that you've been. I can tell from that song. You've been on the fence about the quality of the TV show Glee this week. But last night was one of the most heavily hyped episodes of the season because Oscar winner Gwyneth Paltrow was on. And by all accounts from the people I know, like Lisa, who have seen it, great episode last night.
She's good. Junction, what's your function?
I don't know why that just played.
That happened. That happened last night. Dude, that's Gwyneth singing Conjunction Junction.
What the hell? Rock? What?
Yeah, from School of Rock. When did that come out? The 80s?
Maybe even earlier, Schoolhouse Rock.
I don't need to hear that. It's 2010, people. Conjunction Junction.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? So last night's episode, White Man After Teacher Guy is sick. So that's Gwyneth Paltrow. She's a sub teacher.
Ah.
So she was singing that. Yeah, that's how they introduced her, because she's a cool teacher.
Yeah.
And she's not an ordinary teacher. She's an outlaw teacher.
I'm not your average run-of-the-mill substitute teacher. I want you guys to do things that you want to do. What do you say we have class outside today?
It's raining outside.
Well, then let's take a field trip to Taco Bell.
Oh! Yeah.
Should we toke up some medical grade marijuana? I wish.
Shut up! Really?
I'm down with her now. What are you talking about? She sounds like the best teacher ever.
Seriously, okay?
You haven't had a substitute teacher say that to you?
No, I haven't. But either. You know, this storyline is ripped off from Saved by the Bell when Richard Building's brother, Richie Building, came in, and he was a cool guy or whatever, and the outlaw. And then you know what happens at the end of the episode, Kevin?
Right.
I'm sure she learns an important lesson because it's not all about having fun. You have to be responsible when you're in school.
That happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up! Why are they ripping other shows off?
He's right.
Totally.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Mike was pointing at Omar for those that didn't see.
So here's Gwyneth Paltrow being the cool teacher, and she knows about CeeLo.
CeeLo. That's what I'm talking about.
Snap. Okay, excuse me. What would you know about CeeLo? Because you're like 40.
Top 40, sweet cheeks.
Oh, top 40.
She didn't.
Right. And then she does CeeLo. Here you go.
I see you driving.
She's got a good voice.
She's
good.
Carry a tune.
Who knew?
But
oh,
it's
she's
not
better
as good.
Than
it's
that.
A, shut up, Lisa.
That's a good voice.
It's fine. She could carry a tune, but it's no CeeLo.
Well, and of course not.
You always say, oh, this better, it's way better versions
than
the original.
I think a lot of times they're better versions
than
the
original. Oh, a lot of times you're wrong.
Not that one.
And you're always wrong.
Okay.
Okay, when it comes down to this show.
Okay.
So, and the other thing is like weird, bizarre music. So Mr. White Man Afro Teacher Guy is homesick with the flu, and he has this weird dream, and they do this.
Make him laugh, make him laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
What is that?
Why are they doing that?
And where's that from?
Is that a dream?
It was like some dream sequence that was all out of place. I don't know why it happened.
Dean?
I don't know. I didn't see last night's episode. Don't recognize that immediately.
No, I just watched the clips on YouTube of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
from some old movie.
Exactly.
Remember.
Is that good?
Yes.
Come on with that, dude. How are you defending that? And then so Big Nose and Gwyneth do this song.
Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it? But nothing stays.
Are you kidding me? And that's supposed to be some sort of sexy number. They're
Was
all dressed.
Sexy?
It's not at all, because you got two chicks with no boobs and one chick with her nose so big, I think she's going to fall down the stairs.
Wow.
Are you insane?
That's on my
TV, dude.
Wow.
Get some hot chicks if you're going to try to pretend that you're hot and doing a hot number. Am I right?
Omar is personally offended right now. He really is.
Okay.
I'm afraid it might almost be time.
I am. This is it.
This isn't it.
Don't say that. I'm saying this is it.
Don't say that.
Okay, and here's a clip. That'll show their dramatic acting skills, because a White Man Afro Teacher Guy's wife always wants to hook up with him back, and he says, don't come back. Don't come back ever again.
Terry.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
This is your last chance, Will. It's never going to happen again. If I leave now, I'm never going to come back. You're going to regret this, Will. I swear to God, you're going to regret this.
I swear to God that I'm overacting. I swear to God I'm doing it.
Are you kidding?
I like that she's telling him off after he says don't come back.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, if I don't come back, you're going to hurt.
And I don't know if they must not have any music director over there, because this song that they chose to close out the show with doesn't fit, doesn't match well. It's a mashup of Singing in the Rain and Rihanna's Umbrella, Ella, Ella. And it doesn't work, okay?
What? Is this the number they performed or something?
This is just out of the blue. White Man After Teacher Guy wanted to maybe do it for sectionals or some bitch. Who cares? The whole show blows.
singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling I'm having.
Okay, look, I'm a DJ, and I've done mashups.
A lot of them.
And some just don't work, and you go like, wow, that sucked. I'm not going to let anybody hear it.
Sure gave it an effort, but that didn't work.
Absolutely. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's one of those songs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was awful.
So you like? I think it's good that Omar is quitting the assignment of doing the bleach.
Because he's going to die.
Or kill us. One of the two.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. I'm retiring.
Wow.
F you all.
All right.
Glee crap, glee crap, glee crap.
You are listening to The Kevin Amin Show. Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices coming up in just a couple of minutes here. By the way, not every holiday has been around since America was a new nation. New holidays do come and go. I mean, let's face it. There was a time there wasn't a Martin Luther King Day, for instance.
Right.
There was a time when there wasn't a National Unfriend Day, which forever is what November 17th will be known, thanks to our friend Jimmy Kimmel. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is NUD.
Why can't we unfriend? Why can't we unfriend? Why can't we unfriend? Why can't we unfriend?
Why can't we unfriend? Seriously, how about more hate and less love in the world? That's what our friend Jimmy Kimmel from Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC Late Night Television is saying. James, welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
Well, first of all, I want to apologize to Ralph for making National Unfriend Day on his birthday. But
yeah, it does kind of suck for him.
But I disagree with your assessment right off the bat. I'm not looking for more hate. In fact, I think this will result in less hate because fewer of the people you hate will be posting things that they hate on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And you won't have that daily, oh, I don't care. Oh, it's stupid. You know, that kind of stuff.
So you're saying pare down the list. You don't really need everyone as your friend. I mean, it seems like in the early days of Facebook, it was all about the race. How many friends can you get?
Right.
Yeah. And so friend became a word that didn't mean friend. It just meant someone.
Yeah, and that's what it is. There are a bunch of someones. Now, I know this is hard for Bean to relate to.
I understand that
he's not exactly on my team.
He's sort of upset about it.
That makes sense, because if you think about Bean, Bean is like a Facebook friend. You never see him. He's living on Farmville in Seattle.
That's true. That is true.
Imaginary animals, and Bean, in a way, is our imaginary friend. So this is all Bean that you have, and I could see how you would not. It'd be like being the last person left on Earth.
He can't relate to it.
It's funny that you should say that because I have already unfriended almost everyone in the world anyway. I have so few friends. I'm not even on Facebook. I don't even have the fake imaginary friends that you're trying to get everybody else to get rid of. I don't even have those, Jimmy. That's how pared down I am.
In a way, you are the Thomas Jefferson of this holiday. I
know that there had to have been an incident. There must have been a day that you logged onto your Facebook page and you just got another goddamn update about what Corolla was pooping or something. How did this whole thing get started, Jimmy? What was the impetus?
It's even dumber than that.
Yeah, Jimmy would love that.
Facebook. I have an account that I use solely to spy on my children.
Sure.
Okay.
But there are people that I work with, there are people in my family who just go nuts with this stuff, and we have to hear every detail of every song they sang at karaoke on a Wednesday night, and everything they're interested in, and every time they watch Dexter, I have to know about it, and I don't need to know about it. I don't need to know any of this stuff, and it's cluttering our brains.
Okay, what is your criteria then, James, for who should legitimately be a friend on Facebook?
Somebody that you've spoken to in person more on the phone in the last 1 month. I think that's the simplest way to go.
All right,
about
1 month.
But I think really also the people that you actually want to hear from.
Yeah, that does cut it down quite a bit.
The people that you really do want to, whose pets you want to see dressed up and whose baby pictures you can tolerate. I mean, those are the people that you keep and get rid of everybody else.
Now, I noticed your lineup for Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight on ABC. You have Patrick Dempsey. You also have Nelly. But the one that stuck out for me was actor Armie Hammer. Now, he's one of the stars of The Social Network. Is that an intentional booking because you're going to be talking about National Unfriend Day?
That is. And I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, he played two people. He played twins in that movie.
Right.
He's the handsome guy who played the twins.
Right.
So we're going to do something weird with him tonight.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Now, are you getting, is there an anti-National Unfriend Day coalition out there? Are you getting any kind of pushback from people who disagree with what you're doing?
You're talking about the Nazi party, right? small faction, mostly in the Idaho area, but
I see.
Nothing significant.
Now, is this for Twitter as well, or is it just for Facebook?
I think Twitter's different. because on Twitter you really don't have to look at anything. You don't have to respond to anything.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You just you post and that's that.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe we could take it that far, but I think Facebook is more time consuming.
I will tell you that I am seeing an awful lot of people who have waited until today, and they're cutting. I've seen already this morning people cutting anywhere from 25 to 100 people off of their Facebook roles. I mean, they're doing exactly what you suggested today on NUD.
Facebook changed the methodology over the weekend so that just to make it more difficult.
They did?
Friend people.
How did they do that?
There used to be a list. On Friday, there was a list, and you could go through your list, and you could just click the X right next to anybody you wanted to unfriend.
Right.
Now you have to go to each page and go to the bottom left-hand corner of each page to unfriend somebody.
Oh, interesting.
How about that?
Face, you changed Facebook.
You're changing the game, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nice
what an accomplishment.
Nice work.
All right. People, you have heard from your leader. Today is National Unfriend Day. Do that. Trim the fat. Trim the friend fat from your Facebook page and make our friend Jimmy Kimmel very happy. And don't miss him tonight with Patrick Dempsey, Armie Hammer, and Nelly on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show just after midnight on ABC. By the way, especially with the Almost Acoustic Christmas shows coming up, check this out. Thursday, My Chemical Romance on James's
show.
Friday, Edward Sharp and the Beaver Brown Band. They're going to be there, too. So we're very excited about that.
That's the Magnetic Zeros.
That's what I meant.
I was confused about somebody else.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. James, good luck with National Unfriend Day. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Care.
Ralph Garman, I know you're against this. I know you don't like it when we spin the wheel of bad animal voices.
So happy birthday to me. We're not going to do it, right?
But you're wrong, because in the past we have talked to monkeys and elephants and tigers snakes and rabbits and gerbils. I mean, it's always fun to bring the magic of the animal kingdom onto the air here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. What are you, Mr. Animals?
Yes.
Captain Animals? Captain talking to animals? You want to talk to an animal, I have to go through you? I don't think so. I don't buy it. Not now,
ladies
not ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices. Hit it, Steve.
It's time for the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
All right, what's on the wheel available for us to possibly land on today, Kevin?
Merlin the iPad Dolphin.
Nope.
Drunk Australian parrots. Canadian ding-dong ditching deer.
What's that? Doesn't make any sense.
Dick Van Dyke rescuing porpoises.
I don't know if you've heard that story. That's a crazy
story. We're going to talk to Dick Van Dyke while he's rescuing porpoises?
No, these are porpoises that rescued him.
Oh, I thought it was the Wheel of Celebrity
Animal
Rescue.
See, interesting, isn't it? You need some more.
No, it's not.
You need some more information. Percy the albino squirrel.
Okay.
Female snails with penis heads. The human-faced lamb in heaven.
F you. F you.
We're not going to do that one, are we?
Right in the A.
We don't know if we're going to do it or not. It depends on if the wheel lands.
Snail penis heads. We're not doing that one.
How
either.
Do you know? It depends on the wheel.
Stupid.
They're all stupid. Renegade kangaroo. Don't even know that story.
Doesn't even mean anything.
Tweeting Ugandan gorillas.
Oh, I hope it lands on that one.
Japanese attack bear.
Yeah, that's what bears do, by the way. They attack, so just take that one
that's
off,
That's
not
too. A story, is it?
No.
All right, we'll take that one off. What about Hurricane Chimp, though? Hurricane Chimp.
Unless he's a boxer.
No, he drinks hurricanes.
Oh, he drinks hurricanes. Yeah. I thought he did something during a hurricane.
All right. Let's spin the wheel and see what it lands on.
Let's
right.
not.
Let's, okay.
Let's have a happy birthday
there
for Ralph, and we'll just retire this bit forever.
Oh, my God. Canadian ding-dong ditching deer.
No,
tell you about
this story. This story's really funny, though.
A Canadian woman has had enough with the deer that have been coming up to her front step and ringing her doorbell, ladies and gentlemen. She has tried everything from modifying the doorbell so it would be harder for them to press to chasing them with her cane and cursing them. Her nephew has warned her that the deer might become hostile and attack her. The town she lives in has had this problem for some time. And
wait,
they try to.
Are you telling me that they ring the doorbell and then run?
Yes, that's exactly what they do.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
I don't know. We've got to ask. That's why we're dialing, is to find out what the story is. What are the deer up to? Maybe she was feeding them, and now she's not. Who knows what the deal is? But producer Alex has lined up somebody in this small Canadian town to talk to about the woman annoyed by the doorbell ringing deer. Hello, Kevin and Bean Show here. Who's this?
Hello. How's it going? Yep. Hey, how's it going, eh?
It's going well, eh?
Good. Good to talk with you.
Are you familiar with this story about the doorbell ringing deer?
Yeah, I am.
You're familiar with it?
I sure am. It's so funny, eh? It's
it
like
is.
The funniest thing you ever heard.
We think
I would not. Oh, I just about go crazy every time I think of it.
It is kind of hilarious to think that an animal would do this, but how do you, you sound like you take personal joy in this.
I do, because I'm it. I'm the deer, eh?
What? Oh, you're the deer.
Yeah, who could have saw that coming, eh?
The Wheel-O Band Animal.
The animal voices.
Well, this is better than we thought.
Every time you're like confused when somebody answers the phone, eh?
That's right. We are.
I thought by now maybe you'd figure it out.
We also never mentioned that the animal can talk.
No,
it's not, just a given.
Don't seem to be too important to
you. Now, why do you ring the doorbell and run?
Because it's so funny, eh? It's like I'm there, and then I ring the bell, and then I just go.
Right.
And they open the door like, oh, who's up there? There's nobody there. Because I'm just a deer, you see?
Right, but you're just trying to make life hell for some poor little old lady, though?
Okay, shh, hold a second.
What?
She falls for it every time.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Oh, it's the funniest thing. Now, and it's like, I got nothing better to do because I'm like a deer, eh?
Is it
and
just
so
this...
I just go eating like leaves or else I do this. That's all I do.
Is it just this one woman?
Yeah, I just picked out this
better.
One lady.
Yeah.
Oh, poor lady. Oh,
she's got a cane. Imagine how hard it is for her to get off the couch and walk to the front door.
Yeah, I know.
Do it again. Do it again.
Okay, Kevin, okay. No, don't encourage it. Come on.
One more time.
Okay, here. Damn it!
What?
Did you hear her?
What did she shout? Did she shout,
damn it, right?
Damn it, she said.
Oh, this is good. You're right.
You're crazy, eh?
This is funny.
Oh, gosh darn it. This is the best thing I've ever done.
Do it again.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
Do it one more time.
Okay, okay,
come
on. Okay. Hold a second. Okay.
Run. Let's see not get tired of this. Come on.
You stupid deer! Well, I think she's really, like, angry now,
She called you stupid!
I know. And I think she knows I'm a deer.
No, oh, that's right.
I think
right.
My cover's been blown.
Oh, no.
Either that or Omar read the story.
Ralph Garman, the birthday boy, is here with another look at the showbiz beat on a Wednesday Kevin DeBean show. By the way, we got a little something, Ralph. Mark Valley, I know how you love him. I know he's a little bit of a man crush. Going to be joining us coming up after the top of the hour to talk about the return of the Human Target tonight.
Christopher Chance.
I love that show so much.
So good.
Good looking dude.
I love the show too much. I don't understand my love for it, but it's out of control.
It is everything James Bond used to be, but isn't anymore. It's not particularly gritty or realistic, whatever. It's just a fun action adventure spy movie. Kind
each
of
week.
Vibe each week.
Yeah, they wrap it up each job. Week and take on a new. It's really good.
He's great in it, and
I'm afraid I'm going to gush.
Guerrero,
sure. Step out.
Guerrero played by
yes.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Great on
He's
that
great.
Show.
Why don't you save some of this love for the next segment, right. And that way maybe he'll fall in love
Why
with you as well.
Not
you guys
tell
can go
me
out.
Where to spend my love? Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's true. I got
you
a lot of love to give around.
Okay.
You don't have a lot of love to give around, by the way.
Yes, I do. All right. I've been spreading my love around for years.
Yeah.
Here's the thing you need to take away from today's show. Trying to be responsible when it comes to ecology, when it comes to the environment, when you're trying to be green,
right,
is dangerous and stupid. Don't do it.
That's our lesson.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Kevin's favorite singer, Neil Young,
ugh,
had a fire at his warehouse last week, caused over $1 million worth of damage to all of Neil's personal belongings. Turns out that the San Mateo Fire Department determined that the fire was caused by Neil's link vault. Neil took a 1959 Lincoln Continental convertible,
mm-hmm,
and then converted it to run on batteries and biodiesel.
Right.
And it was a faulty charging system there. The batteries were not properly installed, and so they ignited the biodiesel fuel, causing the car to burst into flames and burn his warehouse down.
So he was just bad at it.
Well, it's just a bad idea is what
right.
I'm saying.
Just, yeah, Ralph is saying electric cars are no good.
Right,
what
just drive a big old, big-ass, guzzling, gas-guzzling Link. Just the 1959 Link convertible. Just leave it. Just leave it be.
Nothing
just,
wrong with it. Just nothing motor, wrong with it the way it was.
Just motor down the highway, man.
3 gallons
and you,
per mile.
That's right.
And you never hear news stories about fires that involve actual gasoline. So don't worry
about
it.
That's right. That never happens.
That's true.
Stop being green. That's what I'm saying.
He lose all his music? All of his songs?
Sadly, no.
You wish.
No. Did he lose this one? Sorry, we don't have the time for that.
No, we don't.
Back to you.
Ryan Seacrest says to Us Weekly Magazine, you know they're gearing up for the next American Idol season.
Sure.
Oh, that he cries while filming American Idol auditions.
Gay wad.
I've actually cried. They come out and they're crying with their parents, and I get a little tingle in my nose like I'm watching a Hugh Grant movie.
What?
He gets a little tingle in his nose.
Like he's watching a Hugh Grant movie.
I guess he cries at Hugh Grant movies, too.
He's a total gaylord.
So, it's hard to be Ryan Seacrest.
Wow.
First of all, you got to walk around being 4 feet tall. That's not easy.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you got to cry at auditions for American Idol.
Huh.
You know it's just a karaoke contest, right, Ryan?
Knock, knock. Anyone gay?
And, you know, I'm a little concerned. We got the baby at home, and we're a little afraid
of
that she's going to be a lefty.
Oh, you don't want a lefty.
It's hard for lefties.
You don't want
she's
a lefty.
She's starting to reach out
nope.
a lot with the left hand.
Tie
and you
it
give
down.
Her something. She,
Tie
she
it
reaches
down.
Over with the left. You try to put the rattle in the right hand. She reaches over and grabs it with the left. We got some concerns.
Yeah.
Because lefties are evil. And no goddamn good. But I thought it was interesting. Us Weekly this week released a list of... A giant list of huge, huge celebrities are all left-handed that you wouldn't have known.
Okay.
That's how sinister they are. They ingratiate their way into normal society, yet they go around being lefty
oh,
all the time.
Oh, we're normal. We're
oh,
just like
yeah,
you.
We're just like you, pal.
Yeah.
You can't tell by looking at them until they try to pick something up.
That's true.
Tom Cruise, lefty.
Oh, there. That explains a lot.
Robert De Niro, left.
Wow.
Oprah Winfrey, left. Nicole Kidman. Kate Hudson. Actually, Oprah eats with both hands.
So she does. She's ambidextrous.
She's... omnivorously dexterous.
Sometimes Oprah doesn't use hands at all. She just puts her face right down on the plate.
Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts, Jessica Alba, Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, Bruce Willis, former President Bill Clinton, current President Barack Obama, and Angelina Jolie.
Wait a minute, Obama's left-handed. A leftist?
Wow.
He's a leftist.
He's a leftist.
Yeah. All left-handed. So that made me feel better. Those people did okay, being lefties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real problem with it, although there are people out there who hate left-hand.
I know.
That's a weird phenomenon.
Now, help me out here, Ralph, because I honestly don't know. Do you choose which hand is your dominant one? Like you choose your sexuality, or is it something that is just natural?
It's just like your sexuality. Yeah,
exactly.
Choose it.
Or are you born and you're just a certain way? How does it work with left versus right?
I believe it's just how the brain works. Whatever you're born
really?
With, that's what you go for. It is not something... Apparently, they say it is something that... comes naturally to whatever side you're dominant to.
So, all right.
But the thing is, we're concerned about us, because now we have to teach you how to do everything left-handed. Like, we don't
right.
know how to write left-handed or to tie your shoes left-handed or any of that stuff. We're going
yeah,
to have to
that would make
sell
it more difficult.
We're going to have
yeah.
to sell her now. Great.
Great. Is there a market
well,
for...
Oh, for babies? Are you kidding me?
Left-handed
can,
babies?
Can you
Angelina
trade her in for one that's...
Angelina Jolie wouldn't want
yeah.
a left-handed baby. All
oh,
the babies
true,
she
right.
has and being a lefty.
That's true.
She can be amongst her own kind.
I bet she's still young enough, little Olivia, that you could trade her in for one that's not defective.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the store and just say, something's up.
Just tie her left hand behind her back.
You got a receipt.
Then she'd be forced to do everything with her right.
It's a good idea.
You know?
It's good parenting advice. Tie one of her legs, too.
I think it's good parenting advice.
Make her like a good broad jumper or something. Just have her favor one leg. Get one real giant muscular leg.
You know, like a little emaciated leg.
Exactly.
Little stick.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
We're just kidding, people. Take it easy.
Yeah, it's my kid. I can kid about her. It's fine. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, my God.
Currently can be seen in Morning Glory.
Or not seen.
Or not seen. You're probably because you're not going to see that. But she can be seen on the internet.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Remember her in Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, yeah.
Sherlock
yeah.
Holmes. She is 32 years old today. Actress Leslie Bibb from
oh,
the
goodness.
Series Popular. Another projects is 36 years old today. Sophie Marceau of Braveheart is 44. Daisy Fuentes is 44 as well. RuPaul
yeah.
is 50. Danny DeVito is 66 years old today. Lorne Michaels celebrates his 66th birthday as well. Martin Scorsese, 68. British, not British, Canadian singer Gordon Lightfoot is 72 years old today. And, of course, I celebrate my birthday with all those as
yeah.
well. So happy birthday to all those folks. It's a good day. Good day to be born.
Dude,
that's all I'm saying.
You lump yours in with the hot ones. You waited until the ugly ones.
I waited.
You just started off with it.
I let them open for me.
All right.
I'm the closer.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Come on now.
There it is.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Do I sense a chubby? Is that what's happening as we get into talking about the human target, Kevin? I know how much you love.
I'm afraid so. I think I like this show too much.
It is the long-awaited return of the human target. It premieres for its new season tonight at 8 o'clock on the Fox Network. Very excited to welcome back to the program the always handsome and entertaining Mark Valley. Hey, Mark, how are you, man?
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you known as the always handsome and sometimes entertaining?
Sometimes,
all right.
Mark, I'm not lying. The show's been off the air for 25 years, right? I mean, how long has it been since we've had new episodes of Human Target on the TV?
It's been 25 years.
It has.
That's what I thought. It was about that time, yeah.
I was a huge fan of the show, and I spent, I don't know, maybe three or four times I can remember sitting down, mm-hmm. going through the TiVo, searching for Human Target, and it wouldn't come up because they didn't, I don't know, what happened? Where did you go?
Well, we were supposed to come on in November. No, it is November. We're supposed to come on earlier on, but Fox, some of the shows took some casualties, so they moved their schedule around.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah, let's face it. You're the actor on the show, but there's an awful lot that's out of your control. You just kind of have to roll with the punches. But the important thing it is back now and retooled a little bit for season two. Tell us about some of the things that are new for Human Target 2.0.
Yeah, it's been retooled. We have a new showrunner who's we changed the music around a little bit. It's essentially the same three guys and the same premise, but we've also added two very interesting new characters who also happen to be very intelligent, capable, and professional hot women.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is what the show was missing. I mean, it was you and Winston and Guerrero. I mean, that was
like three cavemen
right
by the fire. And how do we make this more interesting, you know?
Hey, how about hot chicks? Yes.
Bring in
the
women.
That's a great idea. What do they play?
Well, Indira Varma plays our boss. She plays Ilsa Pucci, who's a really wealthy widower who, she's kind of like Chance's sugar mama now. We can afford things like, you know, G5s and helicopters. And
nice.
Our episodes can take place at more interesting places.
Well, that's
exotic locales. We're going to see at the South Pole and things like that, right?
Yeah, I just got to be a really hard time getting all those explosives and guns through customs at the airport.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
No,
but that is the fun. That is the fun of a show like this, is that it's like a full movie in an hour.
Yeah.
And they go to exotic locations, and it all wraps up, and then they start another case usually the next week. But, I have a terrible memory. Please remind me where we are, because I think we pick it up from the end of last season.
Yeah, we pick up at the end of last season where everything is sort of in disarray. Chance has had to go back to work for his old boss, Armando Sante, and Winston has been kidnapped, and Guerrero has sort of gone off in his own way. And so this Winston is being tortured because he has some information that somebody wants. So, everybody's kind of in a bad state. And Ilsa Pucci shows up on the scene. Someone's trying to kill her, and she needs our services. And so she goes and finds Chance up on this... and this ashram, and we have to figure out a way to get Winston back right off the bat.
It really is. We were talking about the show earlier.
We take care of that pretty quickly on in the first episode.
All right.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Human Target earlier today with Mark Valley on the phone, by the way, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Ralph, our entertainment guy who you've met, he said it's like James Bond back in the days when it was just slick spy stuff. It wasn't all gritty. It didn't have to be realistic. It just had to be awesome and cool. And that's kind of what you guys shoot for on this program.
Yeah, we really. I mean, you know, our producer has a lot of experience being a stuntman, being a cameraman. We just try to do stuff that's fun and hasn't really been done before. If not a movie, then maybe hasn't been done on television. And we're really just kind of enjoying ourselves with all these toys.
Yeah, it is.
Are you doing a lot of your own stunts?
Yeah, I do as many as I can. They don't let me do some because. You know, it would sort of shut down production for a while. But I just tell them all they got to do is find somebody that looks like my stuntman, and they could just kind of...
That's true. Just carry on.
That's a good point. Imagine how good-looking Mark's stuntman must be. Wow. Human Target returns for season two tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. The guys are, they rave about the show, Mark. They're not just saying this because you're on. I mean, it really is one of their favorites.
We're going to go insane raving about second season.
All right. Hey, listen, you added hot chicks. How can you go wrong?
That's right. Exactly. That's the cherry on top right there. Mark, great to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks for coming on.
You guys too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Kevin, you'll be pleased yet dismayed to know that the Kevin and Bean listeners have apparently crashed your charity website, friendsandhelpers.org. Apparently not loading right now. So give it a few minutes and please try again.
We're trying to fix it.
If you loved, thank you in advance.
If you really loved people and wanted to help, you'd have a website that freaking works, wouldn't you?
That's right,
you're
man.
Such a faker. Oh,
it worked yesterday.
I want to help. Please give to our charity. Pull the plug. Pull the plug of the website so we really don't have to do anything.
Want the website to go down.
Sucker. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Wait, I'm a jive turkey?
Here, jive.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Ralph, are you done? Is there a cutoff? Are we no longer accepting birthday booby pictures?
What?
Or are they still free? Are people still welcome to send them in to you on your birthday
today?
Is
it the 17th until midnight tonight?
Oh, that's true. It is. Okay.
Yeah. How about that?
And what if you're like me and you're late in getting him a gift? You can send him tomorrow. I'm sure he'd be fine with it.
I'm happy with belated boobs.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
by the way, they're pouring in.
Are they?
And
finally?
Some of you ladies are more than generous. And I mean that in every possible way.
Fantastic.
Yeah, pretty spectacular. Speaking of boobs, by the way, we're getting a ton of entries for Miss Double December as well. Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I was just perusing through the entries, and wow.
All right.
This
good
year
crop.
Is going to be a bumper crop of bumpers, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
We haven't mentioned this much. We've been busy with Acoustic Christmas, but the deadline is the end of Kevin and Bean Show on Monday. That's when you have to get your entries in to us. Be 21 and up. Please go to kevinandbean.com for all the details on how you can enter. Of course, the grand prize for you is to be essentially a part of the Kevin and Bean Show for all of 2011. You get to come to all the concerts and the singles parties, the live remotes, and the April Foolishness and everything like that. 21 and up. We need to see a good, clear, recent picture of you. No crappy cell phone pictures, please, and you can enter at kevinandbean.com.
Cell phone pictures can be good.
Yes.
But don't send them if they're crappy.
Don't send crappy ones.
No
right.
Crappy pictures of any kind, regardless of the device you're using to take the photo.
Seems odd that we would have to say that, but we do.
Yes, we want good pictures of you so we can see what you look like.
You need to see more than your face.
Is that ridiculous?
Shouldn't
about
have
that?
To tell you that, but...
Don't have just a headshot of you leaning against the tree with your tongue out, with your eyes crossed, wearing a mask. That doesn't help anybody.
Do we have one of those?
Yes!
All right,
some Halloween picture of somebody with their head against a tree at night with their tongue out and their eyes crossed.
I'm voting for that person.
You like to vote for comedy.
You have to be 21 or above as well.
All right, let's talk.
Because there's a lot of drinking, Ralph. That's why.
For Loco!
That's correct.
They might ban it today, by the way.
Oh, what?
FDA. They're weighing in on Four Loco as we speak.
Well, the latest is that Four Loco is going to take the caffeine out.
They're trying to get a preemptive strike in. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So they'll get banned.
FDA may ban the old version, but it won't be around anymore anyway. So buy as much as you can. It'll be a collector's item.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? I've been following this all morning, debating whether to report it or not. Because, as you know, my journalistic credentials are important to me. My integrity is always riding on the line.
You don't have either of those.
And I always debate whether to break a story or not until I get some independent confirmation.
That never happens. You run with the slightest of stories.
Yeah, I was just kind of lazy about this one. I wasn't really sure if I was going to do it or not. But last night we heard that Tony Parker and Eva Longoria had filed for divorce.
Okay.
Then both of their representatives this morning denied the reports. But now apparently paperwork has been located. And in fact, papers were filed this morning, according to People Magazine, TMZ, E! News. They're all saying that Ava filed for divorce from Tony Parker this morning.
Yeah, right.
Why would they deny it if they know there's paperwork?
Odd. Maybe just to delay the inevitable, maybe to get their ducks in a row before the story broke large, but it looks like it's the real deal. They did sign a prenup before they were married, so it doesn't look like this will be very messy, at least when it comes to finances. But after 3 years, looks like the dream team of Tony Parker and Eva Longoria Parker are no more.
Now I hate to stereotype, but Tony Parker is a professional athlete. Is there any possibility that there may have been some cheating involved?
Yeah, he's French.
And you know he is French, too. He had sex with a frog.
That's true.
Now, rumor has it he was cheating, and she found out, and that's why she's divorcing.
How does that make the ladies feel when Eva Longoria gets cheated on?
Look, we've talked about this 1,000 times.
He's an NBA player.
Right? You've got to know that going in.
He's on the road all the time. He's younger than she is. He's a young man.
What are the chances? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
The only faithful guy out there is Tiger Woods. That's the one thing I stand by.
Ladies can always count on him.
Right.
Speaking of doomed marriages, Jessica Simpson and her fiancé, Eric Johnson, in the news. Not so much because anyone cares about them in particularly, but it was interesting that she is now wearing a $100,000 engagement ring. The folks did a little research, and it turns out there's no way Eric Johnson could afford to buy her a $100,000 ring. Apparently, according to Pop Eater and other websites, she had to buy the ring for herself.
She shelled out the $100,000 to buy herself the 4-carat ruby and diamond ring that she's currently wearing.
You think she bought it before she informed him that he was proposing?
I'm guessing. Look what you got me. Yes.
That's on that finger.
Your proposal that you're going to give me right now.
I'm sorry, what?
So, could this be a new trend? Women buying their own engagement rings? Sweet. Fellas, anyone?
You're perfect.
I hope so. Yeah. That'd be great news. Yeah.
What? What is she saying?
She's saying if you love it, you should have put a ring on it.
I don't. Kevin in Vegas.
Wing and Kevin, a duet. That's what we need to hear.
I'm strong.
What did you do? A mashup. Oh, listen to this. This is bad news.
What?
Everyone's bitching about the fact that Bristol Palin's still dancing with the stars, even though better dancers like Brandy and others have been kicked off the show as of last night.
Right.
Now, more controversy regarding Sarah Palin and Tina Fey, who famously, of course, did a spot-on Sarah Palin impression on Saturday Night Live and other places. She won the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor this weekend at the Kennedy Center in Washington. And she got up to give her speech. It turns out when PBS aired the special, they film it every year and then air it on PBS, portions of her speech had been edited out, including the section where she talks about Sarah Palin.
That's the only part I would be interested in.
That's what I'm thinking. PBS, when asked today, claimed they had to cut it down because of time concerns for the broadcast. They couldn't pull a tape from anywhere else in the show. They had to pull it from her acceptance speech.
Sure.
So here's what she said that never got aired on PBS. This part of the speech was missing. The success of Sarah Palin and women like her is good for all women. Except, of course, for those who will end up, you know, like paying for their own rape kit and stuff. But for everyone else, it's a win-win. Unless you're a gay woman who wants to marry your partner of 20 years, whatever. But for most people, the success of conservative women is good for all of us. Unless you believe in evolution. You know, actually, I take it back. This whole thing's a disaster. That never got to see the light of day. And people are speculating, do they think maybe PBS is concerned for its public funding that it gets from government sources, though it's not that much. Maybe they're concerned about that. Maybe there was someone with a differing political viewpoint involved in the editing of the tape.
Doesn't it seem, though, like if you're going to give her an award, let her give her speech, whatever she wants to say.
Right.
That's just how it should
work. I don't believe you. The liberal media would have told me about this.
I just did tell you about that, Tina Fey. Mm. She's really, really, really funny.
She is.
She sure is.
She may be the funniest woman in America.
Yeah, I would back that.
So good on 30 Rock and such a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to her for that award. Well deserved. As is the Sexiest Man Alive Award, going this year from People Magazine to Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It went to Ryan Reynolds this year. Ryan Reynolds got it. He, of course, from The Proposal and soon to be Green Lantern. He was Deadpool in the Wolverine movie. Very, very successful fella. Married to
Who didn't invite me? Why didn't I get invited?
Well, maybe not the sexiest man alive. He's also married to Scarlett Johansson, in case that slipped.
Yeah.
So he did pretty good there.
All right.
Here's the thing. He used to be like a scrawny, goofy, funny guy. Van Wilder guy.
Right.
Then he took the Psycho Mike body program and started beefing up, and now he's the sexiest man alive. Now he's Mr. Beefcake. Now he's Mr. Action Hero.
Yeah.
But again, and I know I'm not the target audience, he's still so vanilla to me. I still don't get charisma. I don't get personality. I don't get anything off of that dude like you do previous, you know, Pierce Brosnans and Clooney's and Pitts and those kinds of guys who won this in the past.
Off of those guys, do you?
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
X factor for Ryan Reynolds? He's so boring.
He was never on the X Factor. First of all, that's a show in Britain.
In a world where Johnny Depp lives, Ryan Reynolds should not be the sexiest
man
on
Johnny
the
Johnny Depp, yeah. Perfect example of a guy who I see why he's a total package. Why chicks love that dude, Ryan Reynolds? He's an okay-looking guy with an okay body, you know?
No, he's got more than an okay body.
Yeah, he's a really good-looking guy with a great body.
He's an amazing body.
But there's no shortage of those guys in Hollywood, I think, maybe was what Bina said.
But like you said, he's got this big movie coming out.
Yeah,
he's hot
could be
right
a promotional
now.
Thing.
Always partly that.
How does John Hamm not win, though? Talk about sexy
man. I agree.
Man.
Oh. And talk about being, you know, just in the center of pop culture right now on the hottest show out there.
Oh, the things I would do to John Hamm. Don't get me started.
We remember.
Let's not.
Me and John in a sauna, forget about it.
We remember last year.
Yeah, right.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, right. What are you, Mr. Memories? Mr. I Remember Everything?
I love you so much.
You're
I love
so
you.
Talented.
I love you. You're talented.
Was it Ralph a Puddle or something like that when he met John Hamm?
Yes. Come on the show. We'd love to have you on the show.
That was Ralph.
That was not me. That was Ralph.
This is my girlfriend, Jennifer. Oh, whatever. If you come on the show, we love you. I love your work so much.
I just wanted
You're great.
There you go.
That's what I said.
That's about how it went.
Today's celebrity birthdays, me!
Yeah!
Yeah!
How about me?
That's the way to do it.
Cheer. Look at me. Three cheers for me. Also, Rachel McAdams.
Oh, yes.
She's not too shabby. Leslie Bibb is 36 years old today. Sophie Marceau is 44 years old today. Daisy Fuentes is 44 years old today. Has there ever been a bigger collection of smoking hot babes on a birthday?
I don't think so.
Hurry on. DeVoe of Belle Biv End.
Yeah!
He is 43. RuPaul, another attractive woman, by the way.
No.
You can't take that away from RuPaul. Mm. Kevin, don't you think RuPaul's attractive?
No.
I know she's a dude, but still, she's attractive.
No.
She's a big Amazonian sexy black woman.
Okay.
All right. She's 50 years old today. Danny DeVito, 66. There goes the bell curve right there. Mm-hmm. Lauren Michaels is 66. Martin Scorsese is 66. And Gordon Lightfoot.
Don't care.
I'm surprised it took Beam this long.
Well, I knew you guys could pull the plug on my connection. I would be gone for the rest of the show if I played it too early. How dare you? How dare you?
Stop playing the worst song ever.
He did the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. He's 72 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Dr. Drew because it is Thursday. We have Bear Grylls in studio. Ooh, Man vs. Wild.
Wow. Mm.
We have Kristen Bell.
Wow.
We talk to her about burlesque. And we have a little actor by the name of Russell Crowe.
How about that?
Crikey!
Tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Everyone hide the phones and duck.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with more details on how you can buy your tickets for the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concerts. They are just around the corner. Details at krock.com. Plus, she's got The Offspring, Black Keys, Pumpkins, Dirty Heads, P.O.D., and more straight ahead on K-Rock.